This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Living a money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Aero Fasteners, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And it is, and I can only say this once a year, Leslie, it is the ho-ho home improvement. It is the ho-ho home improvement time to fix up your house. Well, you probably don't have a lot of time to do any fix-up before the ho-ho comes down the chimney to fill your house with gifts and candy and laughter, but you could be planning some projects for the year ahead, the seasons ahead, maybe thinking past the winter into the spring when you want to get outside, because if you've got a project you'd like to get done around your house now or then, we are here to help you get it done, to help you figure out where that first step is, what tools you need, should you do it yourself, should you get some help. Give us a call, and we will help you first at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Now, home improvement costs money, and if you're getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor for the year ahead, you may not be sure if your budget's ready to handle that hit. So we're going to talk about five ways to save lots of money decorating your home in today's smart spending tip in just a bit.
And we know your kids are counting the minutes, but is your chimney ready for Santa and for the colder temperatures that are right behind him? This hour, we've got advice for chimney repair and cleaning tips that keep your home safe and structurally sound.
And lots of cleaning going on this month with all the holiday visits happening. And one of the harder surfaces to get clean are tile floors. We're going to share some quick cleaning tips to help you get that tile and the grout bright and shiny in just no time at all.
And no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways. And this one is sure to make you want to stick around. We've got up for grabs the Arrow GT300 glue gun, which is a favorite in my household, worth $49.
Going out to one listener drawn at random. So make that you. Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Lori in Nevada is on the line with the Money Pit. It's got a question about a cement sink. What can we do for you?
Hi there. Yeah, I'm helping my parents out with their very old home. Unfortunately, we're really low on funds, et cetera, et cetera. We have a sink in our old home. It's in the basement, and the sink is part of like the washer dryer setup there. And it's an old cement sink that has a crack in it. I was hoping that we could do something to repair it just until they're ready to move on because we're trying to do the downsizing and stuff.
Okay, is the crack really severe where it's like in two pieces, or is it just like one crack that where water gets through?
Well, you know, it's like kind of like a little forked crack that's in part of the sink on the base of it. So
what I would recommend is use an epoxy on this. There's a product called PC-7. It's sort of like a putty, and it comes in a container that has the A part and the B part, and you mix it together. And so it ends up being, when it's mixed together, kind of like Play-Doh, and you can press it into place and get it, you know, troweled out and pressed into this crack and leave it alone for about 24 hours, and it will never, ever leak again. So good luck with that project, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Lawrence in Wisconsin on the line, who's dealing with a porch post that's rotting. Tell us what's going on.
It's an outdoor porch on the front of the house, and where that post and the floor come together there, the corners of the post, about an inch in on each corner, are rotting away, and I was wondering if there's a way I can fix that, or does that entire post have to come out?
So is it just the base of the post because the moisture collects there?
Yes.
Can you sort of dig out the rotted area? Because if it's just a small area like that, you can dig it out and fill it back in with a product like an Elmer's wood filler, which will take shape, and you can kind of work it like wood after it dries. So you don't necessarily have to tear it out. Now, the other little trick of the trade for dealing with those porch column bottoms, is it a square column?
Yes.
So what you could do is you could add another piece of trim on the outside of that on all four sides, and put like a skirting on the bottom of the column. And that'll, if you do it well, it looks like it was always designed to be that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, when the builders built, they put like a little piece of wood all the way around it.
Yeah, like a piece of trim. So you put a bigger piece of wood, like a taller piece of wood, all the way around it. If it's just a small quarter round or something like that, you could put a 3-inch or even a 6-inch skirting around the bottom of that on all four sides, and you'll completely cover up the rotted area.
Okay. That's
right. A lot easier than replacing the post, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Kathy in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a problem. Not I, but my daughter has a problem with her sliding doors.
Okay.
It's, in winter, it's awfully drafty. And on a previous show, you mentioned a product to put on that you can peel off in springtime very easily, and that seals the doors and windows. But I did not get the name, so that's why I'm calling back, if you remember that or if you can help me with this problem.
Now, Kathy, it's a very common product that we talk about often. It's DAP has one. It's called Seal and Peel Caulk. A lot of different manufacturers make one, but once she seals this door, you know, it's not something that you're going to want to peel off and you know, reapply. Is this a door that she uses often, or could she, like, call this doorway closed for the season?
No, she doesn't use it in winter at all.
Okay, so then you could seal it off for the winter as long as, and the thing that concerns me, though, in telling you this is, while you can seal it off for the winter, you're also sort of sealing it shut. So if this is an emergency exit out of the house in the event of a fire or something like that, you know, you might not want to do this, but the product is a weather stripping caulk. It's clear. It looks like silicone, but it's not. And you essentially caulk drafty windows or doors, and then in the spring you peel it off and it doesn't damage the underlying door. But like I said, because it's a door, we don't recommend that you seal it shut, because then you won't be able to get out.
And, you know, that's a good option if the draft is coming in from around the door, like in the operable parts, the doorway itself, for lack of a better area to describe. If you feel that the draft is coming from the glass itself, there's also those clear sheetings that you can attach in addition to sealing off the other part that you sort of blow dry in place, that sort of seals off, you know, an additional layer if the draft is coming through the glass as well. And, you know, a combination of those two things might work.
It's shrink film, and it would attach to the outside frame of the door. It sort of has like a double-faced tape attachment, and then you heat it with a hairdryer, and it shrinks and pulls really tight and taut. And, of course, that would stop the drafts, but in the event you had to get out in an emergency, you just break through and go on out. All right, Kathy, so I hope that those are some good ideas that helps you and your daughter out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We've got a week to the big holiday. What are you working on? How can we help? Are you ready to maybe refresh your home in the new year? Well, we're going to share five ways to save lots of money decorating your home, sweet home, and today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
You live in a money pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deitch Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings Decorative Stone Finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
This is a great time of year to add a new floor, and LL Flooring has just launched a new category of flooring that's among the most durable we've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's called Duravana. Duravana is a hybrid resilient flooring that offers all the benefits homeowners need.
It's incredibly scratch and dent resistant, completely waterproof, and it looks like real hardwood, replicating the natural colors, grain, and texture.
Duravana is also easy to install, eco-friendly, and retails for just $3.99 a square foot at LL Flooring stores nationwide and online at LLFlooring.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can listen when you want. When you follow The Money Pit podcast, you'll get new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
No matter when you listen to The Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways. And this one is sure to make you want to stick around. We've got up for grabs the Arrow GT300 glue gun. It's got a great design, so it feels very comfortable in your hand. I mean, I always find that my hand cramps up with a smaller glue gun or one that's not designed as well. This one, no problem, no matter how long I use this glue gun. The nose design actually helps you get to those hard-to-reach corners, so it's great for things like school and craft projects, home repairs, carpentry. I love it for upholstery. You guys are going to love it, so give us a call for your chance to win.
And you can do that by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, and we will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, but you must have a home improvement question.
Now we've got Ames from Colorado on the line who's got a question about repairing stucco. How can we help you?
We have a home that's 8 or 9 years old. It has a stucco exterior, and it has cracks, horizontal cracks.
Is it a masonry stucco house, or is it a synthetic stucco house?
You know, I don't know.
So is it like a concrete kind of a finish to it? Does it feel like concrete, or does it feel soft? Like, could you put your finger and push it, and it would be spongy?
It's hard.
It's hard. Okay. And so you've got cracks in horizontal stucco, 8-year-old house. You're going to want to get those cracks sealed, because what happens with stucco, if the water gets behind it, especially in a cold environment, it will tend to do two things. Number one, it will freeze, and as it does, it will push and loosen the stucco. And number two, there's probably a metal mesh that was applied to the home first that holds that stucco in place, and the moisture will rust that away. So the best thing to do is to use an exterior caulk. You can get one that matches the color of the stucco, or you could use a clear silicone-like caulk and seal those cracks to try to minimize the chance for moisture to get through. And that's going to be pretty much normal maintenance with a stucco surface. Does it appear like any chunks are coming off, or is it just the crack that's forming?
Yeah, it's just the crack.
Yeah, so stay on top of it, Ames, and you'll really minimize it, and it'll last for a long time.
All right, and then it also has rust stains, you know, probably from that metal lath.
Yeah, and so after you get all of the cracks sealed, if you're getting, next time you repaint the house, I want you to prime it first. That will seal in the rust stains and prevent them from coming through quite so quickly.
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Noor in Texas is on the line with a textured wall question. Tell us what you're working on.
We are remodeling our house, and we have a room that has some flaws in the wall, some bumps and things that I know I won't get out. But we were texturing it with a lightweight joint compound and a paint roller. But when I put it on, I kind of went above my head and came down, and then I dipped again. Went across the wall and then went across the top about a foot from the ceiling to where I started. Then went across the bottom from the foot, you know, from the where I ended to the floor. Yep. Is it going to show line? How do you keep from showing line marks?
Well, you know, Nora, there's paints that are designed to do that. You don't have to use spackling. But, I mean, I can respect the fact that you probably had some spackle and maybe you just tried to make that work. How do you avoid paint lines, or how do you avoid trowel lines with that? I mean, you only got one shot to do it, and that's when you work it when it's wet.
Okay.
You know, it's okay to cut in like that, but before it dries, what you have to do is go across the wall and sort of break into those sort of bands so that you have a pattern there.
Okay.
I probably would not have used spackle for that if it was me. I would have used a good quality textured paint, which would have given you the same effect. But it sounds like that ship has sailed, and now you're working with the spackle. Is that correct?
Well, yes. What kind of paint has texture in it?
Oh, there's lots of different paints. I know, for example, I think it's Valspar. It's got about a dozen different ones. And I'm sure every major paint manufacturer has a textured paint.
So you just roll it on like paint?
That's right. It has less coverage. So, well, regular paint covers about 400 square feet per gallon. Textured paint will cover between 150 and 200 square feet per gallon.
Well, and it also depends. The application depends on the type of texture that you choose. Some of them have, you know, certain rollers that are required, you know, certain applicators, I should say, that will achieve that look for you.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Well, one of the most exciting things about owning a new home is decorating it, but rushing into decorating and buying furniture can mean making choices you might later regret. Instead, think ahead and come up with a plan. We'll share how in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
So here are some ways to help you stick to a reasonable budget and save some money. You want to try and spread out your expensive purchases. If you're buying a number of high-ticket items like a couch or a bed, you don't have to get them all at once. You can make a list of the pieces that you need to buy and then prioritize. Now, you should also avoid trendy design choices that are likely going to go out of style. You're going to plunk down a lot of money on this furniture, so don't spend a ton of cash on that crazy patterned couch. I mean, think about it in the long term. Am I going to like this 5 years from now? Does this seem like something that's going to last over the years? You have to think about that because you're going to be spending a lot of money on these items. Now, you want to also splurge on the essentials. Classic pieces, those are worth investing in. You can always cover the trends with those inexpensive home accents. Now, think about decorating around a statement piece. So you want to let one item anchor your room. It can be a piece of furniture, it can be artwork, it can be a rug, it can be a fabric for a drapery, whatever it is. Choose that something to be the focal point and then design around it. And here's the best thing that I love to do. I want to repurpose the things I already have. So I kind of look around my house, think about the stuff that I have. Maybe it doesn't work in one room. Maybe I can move it to another room. Maybe if I paint it with some leftover paint from something that, you know, I used in another space, can bring that room together. Lots of different ways that you can incorporate something old into a new style. And maybe if your couch has got, you know, good bones and is still super comfy, but you don't love the fabric or it's a little worn, you can reupholster it instead of buying a new one. It's really an upcycling project. It's an excellent approach to maximizing those decorating dollars.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Peter in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We built our house in 06, so it's a brand new house we had it built. My wife was in a wheelchair, so we made the doors wider, like instead of 2830.
Okay.
And we're still bumping up against the door frames,
okay.
You know, and you know, they're not too bad, but you know, when we're backing up and stuff, we're hitting the walls and the door frames, and we were just wondering if there was anything that you might be able to maybe to cover up the dents in the wood.
So, do you want to repair the wood, or do you want some advice on how you can put like a guard on those door frames?
I think maybe just to try and repair them. Or, you know, cover up the dents.
Well, that becomes a pretty easy repair. I mean, basically what you want to do is sand out the paint there and sand out any rough spot around that. And then you want to fill it. There's a wide variety of products you could choose from. Elmer's has got a great line of wood fillers that are easy to sand. And then you touch up with some primer, and then you paint it again, and that will cover it up. And you also might want to think about taking a look at some of the clear corner guards that are available that can protect that. They kind of blend into the material, so you don't really see them, but it'll help you protect from gouging it any further.
Oddly enough, at the home centers, Peter, they're found in the painting aisle, and I know this because the steps going down to our basement, my 4-year-old likes to run down and grab onto that corner, and he peels off the wallpaper every time he goes down, and it's been driving me nuts.
Okay, great. Hey, thank you very much for your help. Yeah, we love listening to your show, but we have a new house, so we don't have all the problems like people have with dirt cellars and all that. So.
Well, that's right. We're glad we can help you out with the small repairs as well as the big one. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Barb in Iowa on the line who's got a heating question. How can we help you today?
Yes, my son recently purchased a house, and it has a hot water heat, and was wondering about if we replace that, if you'd suggest staying with that system or going with maybe like the forced air natural gas?
Oh, no. I would definitely. Well, first of all, is it a gas-fired heating system? Is just heated by hot water instead of ducts?
Yeah, it has kind of the radiators along the.
Oh, listen, Barb, you've got the best heating system available. So you definitely don't want to never take apart a radiant system. Now, if you want to add air conditioning, you add a separate set of ducts for that. But you never disable that hot water baseboard system because it delivers warm, moist heat. Now, most builders today don't put these in because they're too expensive. But if you bought a house that's got one, you definitely want to keep it and enjoy it.
Okay. So, and then just repair it if it would need any.
Well, I mean, hot water systems rarely need repair. It's just that the boiler needs maintenance. But most hot water gas-fired boilers will last 25 or 30 years.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Barb. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, he's making a list, and he's checking it twice. So make sure that Santa can slide it down your chimney, too. Chimney cleaning and maintenance tips to keep your family safe long after Santa's gone back to the North Pole when we return. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Parks Construction Management is a local rating business that specializes in construction management. PCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Parks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Parks Construction Management.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help make your home everything you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast.
Orvin, South Dakota is on the line with a log cabin question. Tell us what you're working on.
This is a cedar log cabin. Actually, it's 4x6s with the edges eased. And 4 or 5 years ago, we stained it, and we stained it too dark. And I'd like to know if we can or what needs to be done to bring it back to its original color.
Okay, so if you stained it and it's too dark and you want to lighten it up again, it's not practical to sand down the logs to try to get to the natural wood, nor do I think you have to. What you could do is you could apply a solid color stain, which is essentially going to be the color that, you know, comes out of the can is the color you're going to get. It's kind of like paint, except that the grain of the wood shows through. So if you were to put a solid color stain on those logs, you could definitely lighten it up. And frankly, when we are asked about staining homes, wood siding, and the like, we almost always recommend solid color stain because it lasts the longest. It has more pigment in it than semi-transparent stains. And so I think that's the way to go. Or if just pick up some solid color stain, any color you want, apply it to the logs, and you could definitely lighten up the look.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, if you expect Santa to make it down the chimney to reach those cookies and milk that you left as a special treat, you want to make sure that your chimney is clean and safe. Chimneys can collapse and cause serious issues from fires to carbon monoxide poisoning if they are not well-maintained and up to snuff.
Yeah, creosote, it's one of the greatest chimney safety hazards. It's that residue that sticks to the inside of the chimney when the vapor mixes with condensation and then it cools. The creosote, guys, is hugely flammable, but you can keep it to a minimum with a yearly chimney inspection and regular cleaning.
And are you not sure you need a cleaning? Well, open the damper above the fireplace and look up inside that flue with a strong flashlight. If you cannot see the sides of the clay or the metal liner clearly, you are probably overdue for that cleaning. Generally, you need one about once for every quart of wood you burn.
Now, the outside of your chimney can also pose some major risks as well. You want to inspect it from the outside, see if it's leaning or if it's separating from the house. And if it's doing either, you want to call a professional to come check it out ASAP. Loose bricks or cracks, those are easier fixes. You can replace them, you can seal them as needed, but you definitely need to call a pro for something bigger.
And also keep an eye out for vegetation that might be growing across the top of the chimney. Ivy, for example, can go across the top of the chimney and block the flow of gases coming out that chimney. And if your chimney exhausts through a metal vent pipe, make sure that it has not dislodged or rusted. I used to find those shifted parts a lot in the years I spent as a home inspector. And if it's not properly connected, it's just not going to vent as it's intended to, and it could be unsafe.
Pam in Missouri is dealing with some mysterious water noises. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
When I run water down the kitchen sink, and after I stop running the water, that kitchen sink gurgles.
Well, your problem is very simple. You have to stop running water and flushing toilets.
Can't do that.
Stop using the plumbing.
All right, look, what's going on here is your plumbing system is starved for air. You don't have enough ventilation. And you know when you look at a house from the outside and you see the plumbing pipes sticking up through the roof?
Right.
Those are vent pipes. And what they do is they let air into the system so that when the water runs out, it's replaced by air without gurgling. When your plumbing can't get enough air, it gurgles like that. And the solution here is going to be figuring out what's wrong with the existing plumbing ventilation system. You may have a blockage somewhere that's causing this. There are ways to add additional vents if necessary, but you got to get to the bottom of it first and figure out why it's blocked. How old is your house?
It's 14 years old.
Has it always been this way?
I don't think it has always been that way. It seems like the more that we use, when I'm home on a weekend and use it a lot, it gurgles more.
I think you have to have a plumber take a look at that because you don't have enough air getting into the system. Something's wrong with the venting, and you may need to open that drain waste vent pipe up somewhere else to get some more air in there. Pam, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Well, lots of cleaning going on in this month with all the holiday visits happening. One of those harder surfaces to get clean is your tile flooring. We're going to share some quick cleaning tips to help after this.
You live in a money pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years.
They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings. Dice Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's DaiceCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. And we are here to help you take care of your home sweet home. If you've got a question, you can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Pick up the phone, give us a call, send us a note, whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand with all of your home improvement adventures, whether it's just getting ready for the holidays or thinking bigger into the new year. We're here to lend a hand, and we're also here to give away some great tools. We've got up for grabs this hour one of my favorite products. I use it a lot. It is the Arrow GT300 Glue Gun, and it was named the best glue gun by Popular Mechanics, and we've got one to give away to one lucky DIYer. Again, it's the Arrow GT300 Glue Gun. It's going to feel great in your hand. You can use it for DIY projects, pro projects. It's going to heat up fast. It's got a drip-resistant nozzle and a glue control knob. You're going to love it. You're not going to waste a lot of glue, and you will be crafting and projecting in no time. So give us a call for your chance to win.
It's worth $49 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. You can reach us by posting your questions to MoneyPit.com or calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Terry in Tennessee needs some help with a retaining wall problem. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
Yes. I have a leak problem from a drain on my back end of my house. I have a full basement, and it's heated and cool, but I use it as a garage work area, et cetera. From my garage, there's a retainer wall that goes past the end of my drive. It's about 20 yards long. I have two drain pipes at the bottom of that, and when it rains, well, mud is coming out, so undoubtedly it's stopped up, and I'm hoping that you can give me the name of some apparatus without digging out the whole entire back of the retainer wall.
So the mud gets from behind the retainer wall and then comes out the bottom of it on the low side and, what, runs down your driveway or something?
Yeah, the retainer wall is right at the end of my driveway coming up from the street to the end of the house.
So the solution here would have been in the way the retaining wall was built to begin with, because behind the retaining wall, it sounds like there's a lot of dirt sort of pressed right up against it. The way to build this is dig down around the retaining wall, probably about 2 feet behind it, and then you're going to have stone that is about 12 inches away from the retaining wall. Behind that, you'd have a filter cloth, and then behind that, you'd have soil. I'm talking vertically now. So up against the retaining wall, you have stone. Right behind the stone, you have filter cloth. Right behind that, you have the soil. And so if you don't have something like that, and you're getting a lot of dirt that's just basically turning to mud running through the wall, then that's going to happen. Now, I guess your question is it really worth it to regrade the area behind the retaining wall to put in the proper type of drainage stone and so on, or you just put up with cleaning your driveway every once in a while? I mean, for me, if I bought into a house that was like that, I'd probably clean the driveway every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's almost a constant thing when it rains, but when the drain pipe, of course, it was put all the way around the house, the proper drainage factor, like the drainage pipe, the gravel over the pipe, the cover over that, so it was all, you know, done that way as far as having that done. It's just over time, it's the house is 17 years old. Well, it started to leak, and somewhere or another it filtered down into the drain pipe, which drains past my driveway, or it did at one time anyway.
Well, I mean, you could always, you know, rerun those downspouts so that they're not discharging that close to the house. And keep them, you know, well away, that could help you a bit as well. But it really comes down to how that soil is put together behind the wall, if that makes sense to you.
Okay, well, that was my question, and I thank you so much for your help.
Well, there's lots of cleaning going on this month with all the holiday visiting that's happening, but one of the harder surfaces to get clean are tile floors. Have you ever noticed that they almost never look as good as the day that you put them down?
Yeah, that's true. You know, we're rounding up some tips here because we want to tell you how to remove those top 6 stubborn stains from ceramic tile so maybe you can get it on its way to looking brand new again. First of all, gum, wax, sticky substances, all of those kind of yucky things. You want to place ice cubes in a resealable plastic bag and then lay that ice pack on top of the sticky stain and leave it until the sticky residue has solidified. Then you can carefully chip it away using a popsicle stick or something that's not going to scratch the tile floor. Don't go grabbing a paint scraper or something. Get something a little bit more gentle. Now, bleach really is the key here. You want to mix up a solution that's diluted just enough to lift the stain, and you have to make sure that you rinse the tile very thoroughly. Coffee, tea, juice, that seems to be a very common stain when you've got people over for the holidays. You want to wash that stain first with the detergent and soap, and then use that same diluted bleach solution to lift the stain, and you want to blot it and dab. And that should do the trick for those.
Now, if you have grease stains, you want to mix up a non-abrasive floor cleaner like a soft scrub with club soda or carbonated water and work it into the stain and then rinse it out. Now, for ink or clothing dye, diluted bleach helps here too, but you can step up the strength by soaking a cloth in the bleach and placing it on top of the ink stain. Let it sit there in place until the stain has dissolved, then rinse the tile well. And finally, nail polish. If you happen to spill nail polish, use a little nail polish remover to lift that nail polish from the tile. And if the stain remains on the tile, use the diluted bleach solution once again by dabbing it until the color lifts. And that should do it and leave those tile floors looking a lot brighter than they were before.
Shawnee in North Carolina needs some help with a backyard problem. What's going on at your money pit?
No, when it would rain, all the water would drain toward the back because it's on a downslope.
Right.
And then I had a contractor come in and connect all my downspouts and all to this black pipe, and they connected all of it. And ran it out to one source toward the end of that little creek. And in doing so, I mean, everything was fine. It worked fine. And they thought where I was having such water problem, they sort of made a horseshoe out of the black pipe with the styrofoam, you know, peanuts and all of that in it. But what they did when they dug around the horseshoe area, they found that that was dry because they figured if it was wet, it would drain and take care of the problem. But when they put that horseshoe in, wherever they put it, it was completely dry, and it was further down that they realized that I had underground spring. So all of my drain pipes, everything's draining perfectly, but it's one little problem I had with that underground spring.
But is that underground spring rising up to the point where the yard is flooding? And how much flooding are we talking about here?
It's not necessarily flooding, but it stays
wet.
I can't mow it. And there's a place about, I'm going to say 12 inches squarish maybe, that is has puddled.
I don't think this is a problem worth solving. I think it's a fairly small area of the yard, and areas of the yard that get soft like that, yeah, the grass can be hard to cut sometimes. Sometimes you have to cut it by hand instead of using a power mower on it. But I don't think it's worth you doing anything about it. You would have to do some major, major work to try to take the water that's collecting there, run it downstream, and have it sit somewhere else. So I don't think it's necessarily a big issue.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, we've got some listeners who are buying a new house and want to have an inspection and a radon test, but don't really know what goes into it. We're going to help them out when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season. And remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Details.
better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? Is it your house? Are you thinking about some projects for the months ahead? Got some New Year's resolutions you'd like to get done? We are glad to help. Reach out to us by posting your questions at moneypit.com.
Greg reached out to the Money Pit and he says, my wife and I are in the process of buying a home and we've decided to have an inspection and a radon test done. The inspection came out fine, but the radon test came in at 18, which is more than four times the safe level. What should I do?
So that's not an uncommon situation depending on where you are in the country. That's probably a moderate radon level. I've seen it in the hundreds. And I would say, Greg, that there's no need to panic here. You do need a repair. You need to have installed what's called a radon mitigation system. Now, I don't know what your house structure is, but I'm going to presume if it's like most homes that have radon problems, it's probably has a basement. And what would happen in this case is a radon mitigator, a special contractor that does radon removal work, would basically install pipe into the floor, and it's done in such a way where they hook up a fan to that pipe that kind of acts as like a big vacuum cleaner and pulls the gas out from underneath that floor. So basically it takes it from the soil directly and then vents it out of the house. These radon mitigation systems are, you know, very well done these days. They don't use a lot of electricity. There's an indicator on there so you know that the pipe is always working because it's very quiet as well. And the most important thing, though, is that after it's installed, that they do a post-installation test to see what the levels are. And if you do that and do it right, make sure you use a licensed radon mitigator, I don't think you're devaluing your house or, you know, creating sort of a house that nobody wants to buy because it's a radon problem, because all the other homes in that neighborhood are going to have the same thing. And it's really a tried and true system now. So don't panic. You got a radon problem. There's a radon solution. Take care of that and you'll be good to go.
All right. Now we've got Maureen in New Jersey and she says she needs to order carpeting for her double set of stairs. That means there's a landing in between and a hallway upstairs, odd shaped nooks and corners. She doesn't want to be short or pay for extra that she doesn't need. How should she best measure the carpeting for the space?
Well, I mean, the flat spaces, the landing and the hallway, you would measure that as you always would. But in terms of the stairs, I mean, my rule of thumb for that, Leslie, is you do 1 yard per stair, per step. So if you've got 12 steps, that's 12 yards for the carpet, and that covers the tread and the landing with a little bit extra. The thing I don't know is you say odd-shaped nooks and crannies, of course. You know, depending on how many seams you want in the carpet, you may have to overbuy carpet if you don't want to have some seams. And that becomes more of an issue, too, if there's a pattern you're trying to match. I mean, if there is no pattern, it's easier to seam carpet. But if you've got a pattern, then that limits your options. And often there's more waste with that, right?
Yeah, so you really want to make sure that you're thinking about all those little spaces, what the width of that carpeting is. You're making the best plan for all that little spots you've got around the house. And Maureen, you know, you should think about what material you're picking for this carpeting. The staircase gets a ton of usage, so you want to make sure you get something that's super durable, easy to clean. You want it to last a long time because this is a big project, and you want it to look good for as long as it can.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, or I should say it's the Money Pit Home Improvement Show because it's the holiday season. And we know that you're probably not knee-deep in a project right now. We hope that you are enjoying this time of peace and celebration with your family and your friends. But if you are planning or thinking about a project you'd like to get done when you get done digesting the turkey, well, you can always reach out to us for some help. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. And if we're not in when you make that call, we'll call you back the next time we're in the studio. Happy holidays. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Reading Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Whitney from Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the whole Timberline team, we wanted to take this opportunity during this special time of year as we gather to spend time with our family and friends. It is also a time to remember all of our veterans and those currently serving our country. So we join with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute, sending peace, hope, and happiness this holiday season to all our veterans and service members. From the Timberline Heating and Air family, happy holidays.
Reading Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Reality is setting in for President Biden and congressional Democrats who had hoped to pass a sweeping social spending bill by Christmas.
After months of division and debate among Democrats, they've come up short in meeting a Christmas deadline to send a $1.75 trillion package to the White House. President Biden has acknowledged that the votes aren't there yet in the 50-50 Senate and that work will continue over the days and weeks ahead. The president predicted that Congress will eventually pass the bill, which will need the support of West Virginia's Joe Manchin, the lone Democrat holdout. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some 20,000 members of the armed forces are risking disciplinary actions and discharges for refusing to get the coronavirus vaccine. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says governors do not have the authority to overrule or nullify mandates that apply to all service members, including the National Guard and Reserve.
This is a valid military medical requirement, the vaccine. It makes for a more ready force, and it is in the Secretary's authorities to set those mandatory military readiness requirements.
Marine Corps discharged 103 Marines already, and the Army's reprimanded more than 2,700, Air Force booting 27 just a few weeks ago, and the Navy says it fired one sailor from his command job. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals rules President Biden's vaccine mandate for larger private employers can take effect. That reverses a lower court stay. Florida Senator Rick Scott says his party has a good chance of recovering the Senate majority in 2022.
The Democrats have primaries with far-left candidates in North Carolina, in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, in Wisconsin, all states that I absolutely believe we will win.
Scott talked recently with the Salem Radio Network. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Now, almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher believes the United States can overcome China's aggressive military actions by defending Taiwan and other countries that are seeking democracy.
If we hold firm, if we stay strong, if we merely defend the borders of the free world right now, and foremost among those are the borders of Taiwan, ours is a defensive strategy. We're not trying to take territory or upend the status quo. We're trying to defend it. If we do that, I believe over the long term, their model will collapse.
Gallagher was interviewed recently on the Salem Radio Network. Nations across Europe are moving to reimpose tougher measures to stem a new wave of COVID infections spurred by the transmissible Omicron variant. Calls for protests are coming in from Paris and Barcelona. London Mayor Sadiq Khan declaring a major incident earlier today, a move that allows local councils in Britain's capital to coordinate work more closely with the emergency services. More at townhall.com. Viral TikTok posts have some parents in a tizzy.
Some parents kept their children home. Police stepped up patrols and educators tightened security protocols Friday.
In response to the viral TikTok post alluding to unconfirmed threats of violence that raised anxiety levels at schools nationwide, Vicki Cartwright, the interim superintendent of schools in Broward County, Florida, one of the nation's largest school districts, said the U.S. government should take action if TikTok won't get rid of dangerous posts that hurt American schools. The posts circulating online said schools would face shooting and bomb threats Friday. Patrick Frost reporting.
Missionaries held captive are finally released, have left Haiti after a two-month ordeal, and are doing well, according to Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries, who says they are offering forgiveness to the captors. The group was kidnapped October 16th by the 400 Mowozo gang. Check out more on these stories. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It is presented by Arrow Fasteners, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And it's the ho-ho home improvement season. Leslie, are you excited?
I'm super excited. Are you kidding? It's my favorite time of year. The tree smells fantastic. Everything looks so lovely. I always tell my kids, I'm like, everything looks its best this time of year. Everybody wants to be festive and friendly. I love it.
It's a winter wonderland inside and outside your house with all of the colorful lights that are up. Now, if you're thinking about a project you'd like to get done before the holidays, I got news for you. It's too late. We can't help you. But maybe if you want to plan a project for next year, now would be a good time to talk about that. So you got plenty of time to get all your ducks in a row. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, vinegar. It works well for salads and for cooking, but did you know there are many ways to use it to keep your home clean? We're going to share five ways to do just that, and we're going to teach you some tricks that you can use to clean your appliances, your bathrooms, and even your tools in just a bit.
And staying on top of home maintenance can prevent small problems from becoming expensive nightmares, but it's not easy to keep track of every little thing that requires upkeep. Well, now there's an app for that, and it's been created by Consumer Reports. We're going to share the details just ahead.
And the holidays leave little time for things to go wrong, but what happens when they do? We're going to share some simple solutions to solve the most common holiday home improvement hassles.
And no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in our fun giveaways. And this one is sure to make you want to stick around. We're giving away the Arrow GT300 glue gun, and it's worth $49.
It's going out to one listener drawn at random. So give us a call with your home improvement questions, your do-it-yourself dilemmas at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post them to moneypit.com. Let's get to it.
Going out to California, where Marlene's got a question about a rotten egg smell in the bath. What's going on?
In our master bathroom
sour. When you turn on the hot water faucet, it smells like rotten eggs. It's really awful. And this lasts for, you know, several minutes, and then it'll go away. We have, oh, six other hot water faucets in the house, including a shower, and none of these faucets do this. And so we were wondering, you know, should we call a plumber? Would a plumber know what to do to change this?
Marlene, that odor usually stems from your water heater, even though you're only smelling it in those couple of bathrooms. I suspect it could be forming in your water heater. That sort of rotten egg or sulfur smell is actually caused by bacteria in the water, and it's reacting to the deterioration of the sacrificial anode, which is inside a water heater. It's usually made of magnesium or aluminum, and it will react with that and cause that odor. So one of the solutions is to replace that anode. And if you look at the top of the water heater, that looks like there's a bolt sort of stuck into the top of the water heater. That's the anode there. And if you pull that anode out and replace it, even with one, a better bet is one that's made of zinc. There's a type of anode called zinc alloy. That will stop that odor from happening.
Oh. Okay.
It's probably best to have a plumber do that, yeah. But if you call a plumber about this rotten egg odor and tell them to look at your anode, I think you might find the solution right there.
That'd be wonderful.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Our next caller has a question that I'm happy to answer over the phone but will not go see in person. William in Delaware has mice. What is going on over there?
Back in March, moved in a Habitat for Humanity home, and we really enjoyed Sorrello in downtown Wilmington. Okay. And for the first, I'd say, 4 or 5 months, we had no problems with mice or anything else. But the last 3 or 4 months, man, we've been getting mice coming in from the basement. I think that's where they're coming from. We've caught, like, 25 mice in the last 3 or 4 months.
Wow.
We've got sticky traps out. Going around and put low expanding foam in any cracks I can find, and basement penetration stuff. But I don't know where they're coming in. Other than that, and I was wondering if you had any ideas for what to do next.
Well, why don't you get a cat and a snake? Problem will be solved.
Right. Well, unfortunately, my family is allergic to dogs and cats, so I can't do that.
Well, look, have you tried bait yet?
Well, yeah, I had some bait traps outside, but they're still coming in.
Okay, so getting rid of rodents is sort of a management problem, all right? You know, they're so small, they can squeeze into the space the size of a nickel. And so you're doing all of the right things. Now, outside the house, and since it's a newer house, this may not be the case, but we always tell people to not store firewood against house, not store garbage against house, to make sure that there's no, you know, areas where mice can sort of linger around the outside of the house. Inside the house, you want to make sure you don't have any kind of food source. So if you had a pet, that might be, you know, the dog food bag. Or if you have a pantry, that might be not keeping the cereal boxes on the bottom shelf where they can be chewed into by mice. You know, those are all the normal things. Beyond that, it's a maintenance issue where you're going to make sure you keep, you said baits outside. I would put bait inside. What I would do is this on a basement or a crawl space?
Yeah, so it has a basement.
So I would, and the basement's not finished?
No, it's not.
So what I would do is I would get some bait stations, put it up on the ledge between the concrete block and the bottom sill where the framing is. That's sort of like the highway that the mice will use to crawl all around the outside of the house. So put your bait stations right there so that they can have some of that delectable poison and then go outside and die.
Well, hopefully that's what I was a little leery about. I'm afraid that they might die inside the house.
Now, occasionally you could find one inside the house, but it's unusual. Normally they'll go outside. The thing is, as the weather gets colder, they go inside because they like a nice warm house as well. But you've got to prevent them by sealing up all the gaps and putting out bait stations.
Okay, well, I'll try more of the bait stations outside then.
Not outside. Put the bait inside on that ledge.
Oh, okay. Yes, I will.
All right, good luck with that problem.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome, Bill. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hopefully you're enjoying this wonderful holiday season, enjoying it with your family, your friends, keeping your house lovely and festive, whatever it is you're working on. We are here to lend a hand. Up next, we share a homemade recipe for dryer sheets that's going to save you some money and make your clothing super soft. And you're never going to guess one of the most important ingredients,
which happens to be a popular addition to salads. So stick around.
You live in a body pit.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
This is a great time of year to add a new floor, and LL Flooring has just launched a new category of flooring that's among the most durable we've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's called Duravana. Duravana is a hybrid resilient flooring that offers all the benefits homeowners need.
It's incredibly scratch and dent resistant, completely waterproof, and it looks like real hardwood, replicating the natural colors, grain, and texture.
Duravana is also easy to install, eco-friendly, and retails for just $3.99 a square foot at LL Flooring stores nationwide and online at llflooring.com. There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can listen whenever you want. When you follow the Money Pit podcast, you'll get new episodes every Monday and Friday. You can join us by going to moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways, and this one is sure to make you want to stick around. We've got up for grabs the Arrow GT300 glue gun. It's a high-temp glue gun, heavy-duty, durable, super comfortable in your hands. It's going to heat up fast. It has a drip-resistant nozzle, and you're not going to waste a lot of glue, which I love. It's worth $49, but one lucky listener is going to get it for free.
That's right. So give us a call. It's going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Denise in Ohio is on the line with some window condensation. Tell us what's going on.
I've got some windows. They're double pane. The house is about 10 years old, and I am constantly battling condensation in the windows. I typically, with a lot of the windows, open them daily and close them at nighttime. If there's some windows that I don't get to in the wintertime when it gets really cold, there's water dripping, it pools, it turns to ice. I try and get some of that putty-type stuff that you can put in the bottom and along the sides.
Is the condensation inside the panes of the windows, or is it like on the inside surface?
Inside surface of the house.
All right, now these are thermal pane windows or single pane windows?
Double.
Well, clearly the insulated glass is not insulated. So that's why you're getting this level of condensation. If you had truly insulated glass, it would be too warm for this condensation to occur. But you have warm, moist air in the house. It's striking the very, very cold, virtually uninsulated glass and then condensing on that glass and dripping down. So that's what's going on. That's what's causing the moisture. It's nothing more than, unfortunately, bad windows. So with that said, replacement windows are in your future. Now, you don't have to do it immediately, but it's a project you're going to have to face. I mean, the good news is that replacement windows, the costs have come down. They're all custom made by nature. So the company will measure the windows in your house, and by replacing them, they simply pull out the sashes, the old sashes, and slip in a new window, like into the old hole. And it looks great. It works well. It's just a good system. So that's in your future. For now, though, what we need to do is two things. We need to take as much humidity out of the house as we can. And secondly, I'd like to see you get a barrier in front of those windows. So if you could use, for example, a insulated shade, one that has sort of those honeycomb kind of designs, that would help a little bit.
I've got double right now, and I just ordered triple for some other windows.
Well, that will help because that basically will stop some of that warm, moist air from hitting the window. And also drapes. I mean, shades and drapes help the situation. In terms of the humidity, there are a number of ways we can attack this. First of all, you want to make sure you start outside your house looking at the drainage conditions at the foundation perimeter. Because believe it or not, if water is allowed to collect around the foundation, and if it doesn't run away from your house, if the gutters aren't extended away from the house, that foundation will absorb water and it will release into the air once it gets inside. That adds the humidity. So I would definitely do that. Secondly, I would ask you to check to make sure that all your vent fans are venting out, not recirculating, because that will help as well. And thirdly, up in the attic, you want to make sure that you're well ventilated, because that vapor pressure starts at the basement or first floor, will permeate all the building materials and end up in the attic. And if the attic's not ventilated enough, it's going to kind of hang right there. So those are ways to reduce humidity inside the house. Of course, you could also use a whole home dehumidifier. But I think in this case, if we just control moisture and try to get something that's protecting those windows, that's the best you're going to do, short of replacing them.
Well, what about getting some circulation? If I open them earlier in the morning and get some circulation going, will that...
Listen, this is just science, okay? Warm, moist air against cold surface equals condensation. You know, you see this in the summer when you go outside with a glass of iced tea and moisture forms on the outside of it. It's the same thing. It's just happening in the winter in your house because everything is reversed. The warm, moist air is inside the house, and that cold glass is your window.
Yes, and unfortunately, we have to keep the humidity at a certain temperature because of asthma and allergies.
Yeah.
All right. Didn't get as good a windows as I thought I did.
All right, Denise. Sorry I couldn't give you better news, but maybe you'll get through with that. 888-666-3974.
Olin's on the line with a wainscoting question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was wanting to do some wainscoting in my living room, and I'd seen some people do it with pallets, actually taking the pieces off and using the slats for the wainscoting. And I know they do treat them with some chemicals and stuff, and as long as I run it through a planer and everything, would that pretty much treat it, as long as it's sealed up with the polyurethane and all that to keep it from being toxic with the children and stuff?
Well, I can't really answer that question because I'm not sure how they treat the pallets. And frankly, I've torn a lot of pallets apart in my day as things have been delivered, and I never really had a concern about treatment and never actually can recall smelling an odor from the treatment.
Well, I never would have thought about it, but I looked at some pallet ideas online, and I saw where some people had done wood floors with them and the wainscoting, and it looked stunning, really. It was totally different looking from what you'd think a pallet would usually be, you know.
Right.
And so that's what gave me the idea, and I thought, well, that would be a cheap idea to use.
Yeah, and hey, it's an upcycling too, Leslie. I mean, you're taking something and reusing it in a new and a creative way, better than sending it to ground to a dump.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be personally too concerned about
treatment, because I'm not sure that it, that they are treated. But I would say that if you detect any odors and you're thinking that they're treated, then, you know, the virtue of the fact that you're going to seal them will probably minimize that. So I, for me, I don't think it would be a concern.
Okay. Well, that sounds good, then. I appreciate it, guys.
Well, vinegar works well for salads and cooking, but did you know there are many, many ways to use it to keep your home clean? Here are five uses that might just surprise you.
First, here's a homemade recipe for dryer sheets that save money and make your clothes super soft, and it uses white vinegar. So you simply fill a glass jar halfway with vinegar. You want to add 15 to 20 drops of an essential oil. That's, you know, optional if you want to give it a scent, and put some rags into the jar. When you need a dryer sheet, you wring out one of the rags, throw it in with your clothes. These DIY dryer sheets are going to eliminate static and help soften your laundry and also leave your clothes smelling great. Now, next, for fresher laundry, you want to add a half a cup of vinegar to your normal laundry load. You keep your same soap, your same fabric softener, whatever you normally do, just add in that vinegar. It's going to help soften, eliminate those stubborn stains, and deodorize.
Now, there's also a couple of good uses for vinegar in a bathroom. If you want to deep clean your jetted tub or your hot tub, vinegar is a great way to do so. The acidic nature of vinegar will break down the hard water buildup in those interior pipes and leave it being very nice and clean. It can also get rid of any bacteria that hides in those spots. Just fill the tub with warm water until the jets are fully submerged, then add 2 cups of vinegar and run it for about 10 minutes.
Plus, you know, it's really a great way to remove those hard water deposits that may clog your shower head. You can combine a half a cup of baking soda with 1 cup of vinegar into a large freezer-sized Ziploc bag, then raise that bag up to the shower head and submerge the entire fixture into that bag with the mixture. You can even secure the bag with a rubber band and let it sit. This is going to help remove any calcium buildup or bacteria that's accumulated over time. After about 30 minutes, remove that bag and run the shower to rinse, and wait till you see how much better that water is flowing.
And finally, if the blades of your scissors have any sticky residue on them, you can dampen a rag with vinegar and wipe the blades of your scissors. The vinegar will do a great job of removing any adhesive or buildup, and the scissors will be shining like they're brand new. And there you have it. Lots more things you can do with white vinegar outside of just making your salad fixings.
Lane in Arkansas is looking to do some countertop updates with a cement countertop. How can we help you with that project?
I've been wanting to get granite countertops forever, and I can't really afford it being a single dad and paying the mortgage and everything. So I was looking at the concrete method. I watched some videos on YouTube and whatnot, and I really like how it looks because it looks a lot like the granite. And my question kind of were, is it pretty simple for a guy that knows a lot of, not a lot about concrete, but, you know, a little about it. And the edging stuff that they sell on websites, do you need to buy that, or can, is there a way that you can do it with just normal, like, wood, where you could form it up yourself?
So, first of all, concrete countertops are beautiful, but they're a lot of work to build, as you've learned if you've watched all of those YouTube videos, which I commend you for doing. In terms of the edging, you certainly, having those tools certainly makes it a lot easier. But if you're crafty, you probably could make your own edging tools.
Okay.
To get an acceptable edge to that concrete surface. The good news is that the materials itself is fairly inexpensive. So if you really screw it up, you could break it up, throw it in the garden, start again, you know.
Right.
But the key is really the prep and making sure that you've got the form built correctly and you're totally ready to go. You know exactly what you're going to do once you start to pour in that concrete, because you don't get a second chance.
Would you recommend a certain type of concrete?
You know, Quikrete makes a commercial-grade countertop mix.
All right.
So I would just go buy that.
Okay.
You know, you can pick that up at a home center hardware store and just go for that.
Well, that sounds good. That's probably what I'll end up doing then.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Are you looking for an easy way to keep track of most of your home maintenance? Well, Consumer Reports just released a new app for exactly that purpose, and it's called UpKept. Ted Bongiovanni, the Senior Director of New Ventures for Consumer Reports, joins us with the details next.
Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Birch Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Birch Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burt's Construction Management.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
Green Air, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They're donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, staying on top of routine home maintenance can prevent small problems from becoming expensive nightmares, but it's not so easy to keep track of every little thing that requires occasional care.
Well, now it is, because there's an app for that. It's called UpKept, and it was created by the experts at Consumer Reports, who say the app makes it easy for folks to maintain their homes inside and out. With us to talk about that is Ted Bongiovanni, the Senior Director of New Ventures for Consumer Reports. Welcome, Ted.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Leslie. It's so great to be here with you both today.
Well, we are in an information overload society right now, so any app that helps keep our home organized and straight and well-maintained is going to be a welcome addition to our phones. So talk to us about UpKept and how it came to be.
Oh, sure. I'd love to do that. You know, Tom, people are buying homes at a record pace, especially millennial and first-time home buyers. And, you know, in this really torrid environment, folks are even foregoing home inspection, which is a perilous thing to do. But then, you know, kind of you get the keys, you close the door, and then it kind of dawns on you, oh, my goodness, I'm responsible for this house, and I have to take care of everything in it. There are literally hundreds of things that you have to do. Home maintenance is really hard, but doesn't have to be, because you don't know what to do or when to do it. And that's where UpKept comes in, right? We really listened to folks. We knew that this was a real pain point for them, and we wanted to build something for them to make it easy to do what you have to do when you have to do it.
I mean, which is pretty great, because I'm imagining it makes it less overwhelming, because you sort of prioritize the tasks.
That's right, right. You couldn't do it all at once, even if you wanted to. A lot of it is seasonal, but UpKept has over 250 maintenance tasks that cover the 50 most common items. And, again, tells you what to do and when to do it and how to do it. So you're not kind of left trying to figure it out or feeling that you have to tackle it all at once, right? So whether it's the electrical system, heating and cooling, the floor, the roof, your appliances, ignoring it and, you know, procrastinating can really cost you money. But that's where Consumer Reports wanted to step in and really be there to guide people with expert advice.
So when you first download the app, I imagine there's a setup period. You have to go around and sort of register your appliances and your systems so the app kind of knows what you have and then can start to deliver relevant maintenance and repair and updating advice based on what's in your home as opposed to just being a generic source of information?
That's right. The more that you tell us, the more that we're going to be able to do to build a customized maintenance plan that's just for you. It's also good for insurance purposes to know exactly what's in your home, how old it is. We can do things like predict how long something is going to last given all the data that we have at Consumer Reports. But, you know, a few taps and clicks on your camera and you're on your way to like a customized maintenance plan that takes into account the things that you have, you know, whether it's a certain kind of a fridge or HVAC system, you know, just so that it's not generic, but really personalized and targeted just for you.
And it really will talk everybody through the steps so that you're not sort of like, great, well, I have to do this, but I just don't know how.
Right, exactly. Like we have a tremendous amount of expertise at Consumer Reports in the home space that we're able to put in place for folks that are homeowners. So really, we make it, you know, kind of 1, 2, 3, so that you just, any step that we have, like let's say, you know, I know you all are complete experts at this, but modern dishwashers, for example, they need to be, the filters in there need to be cleaned at a regular interval. We're going to give you step-by-step directions on how to tackle, that job and, you know, so that you can not have to consult multiple sources or go searching, down an internet rabbit hole of conflicting advice, or even after we're like, you know, kind of know that that would be something that has to be done.
Ted, is the app smart in the sense that I might be able to register the fact that I have I just got a new Bosch dishwasher, enter the serial number or scan a barcode, and then have the app like find all the relevant material that's online about this, like the owner's manual and that sort of thing, and sort of help me keep it all in one place?
Tom, it's good for us to hear that that's something that you have on your wish list. It's something that we don't do right now, but it is something that we're considering for our roadmap, right? If that's something that we hear that people want to have in the app, it's something that we've explored and are thinking about adding in. A lot of those steps are not necessarily model specific, so we feel comfortable with kind of the step-by-step how-tos, but if we think that we could save some folks some trouble of having to, kind of rifle through a kitchen drawer or whatever digital solution, kind of Googling for those product manuals, that's something certainly that's worth considering.
Yeah, the virtual extra kitchen drawer where all that stuff gets dumped, that's what we're looking for. You know, before you came on, we were chatting with our engineer Jim about this, and he had a great suggestion, and that is, what about, like, the recalls? Wouldn't it be great if you knew that I had this Bosch appliance and there was a recall on it, that you alerted me? Because, manufacturers do a good job, the Consumer Product Safety Commission does a good job, but sometimes people just don't hear about recalls. And if there was a place where it was, permanently indexed, that'd be something awfully nice for Consumer Reports to help alert us to.
If you don't register the product with the manufacturer, they're not going to reach out to you. But here, at least, you're telling the app, I have this appliance. So there's another layer of notification.
That's right. We don't do product recall notifications, but that's something that's near and dear. Keeping people safe is something that's near and dear to the hearts and minds of folks at Consumer Reports, and that's definitely something that we're looking into, so that we could, if there was a recall on something in your home, you'd be the first to know about it.
Well, you do quite a bit. It's a great app. We had a chance to play with it, and it looks like it's going to be very helpful to a lot of people. Ted Bongiovanni, the Senior Director of New Ventures for Consumer Reports, nice job getting this out to the market, and we look forward to hearing how it's adopted and what kinds of uses folks are finding for it.
Tom and Leslie, great to be here with you today to share the news about UpKept, and really looking forward to helping consumers save time and money and manage their homes with ease with UpKept.
If you'd like to check out the app yourself, you can go to upkepthome.com. That's upped, K-E-P-T, home.com.
Well, the holidays are super busy, and that leaves us very little time for things that may go wrong. But what happens when they do? We're going to have simple solutions to solve the most common holiday home improvement hassles just ahead.
You live in a body pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files Podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QuickCrete.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
800-870-6217.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And we know this, taking care of your house, it's really a combination of a lot of feelings. I mean, you feel love, you feel pride, you feel heart-stopping fear when something goes wrong, you don't know what to do. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise we're going to help you plan, save you money, and spare you from those snafus.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, if you've got a home improvement question, now would be a great time to reach out to us because one lucky listener is going to get the Arrow GT300 glue gun. It was named the best glue gun by Popular Mechanics, and we agree. It works really, really well. It's designed nicely to fit right in your hand. I mean, my hand always cramps up with a regular glue gun. It's also got a nice nose design so you can get it hard to reach places. It's perfect for projects around the house, home repairs, crafts, you name it. Worth $49 going out to one caller drawn at random, so make that you and reach out to us with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Renee in North Carolina needs some help weatherproofing. What can we do for you?
I just recently moved into a brand new apartment complex. So, you know, the windows are, you know, pretty good windows, but what I found is that it is freezing in here now that the temperature has dropped. So I'm looking for suggestions on how to put up temporary fixes to the windows leaking the air in and also the sliding door. I have a big sliding glass door that I'm not sure how to weatherproof that.
All right, Renee, first of all, as far as the windows are concerned, one of the things you might want to look into is weather stripping caulk. There's a certain type of caulk that's designed to be removable. And one of the products is called Seal and Peel, the letter N, Seal and Peel. I think that one is by Red Devil or DAP. Both manufacturers have a version of this. And the way it works is you essentially can caulk the windows shut. So you can caulk around all those gaps. And then in the spring, you can grab the caulk bead and peel it off. And it comes off like a piece of rubber.
Just make sure you leave one window unclosed, you know, unsealed, because just in case you need it for an egress, you know, in an event of an emergency. Because it comes out, but it just doesn't come out that fast.
Now, as far as the door is concerned, I would just use shrink film for that. So the shrink film, basically you put a two-sided adhesive tape around the door, and then you attach the film to that, and then you take a hair dryer and warm the film, and it shrinks and gets nice and taut and crystal clear.
Okay. So the film would actually prevent the door, the sliding glass door, from opening?
Correct. You would not be able to use that door in the winter. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have to be able to use it, then you just have to use weather stripping. But it's probably not going to be as effective.
Okay, well, this has been very helpful. I've just been afraid to put up anything that was going to destroy the window or the paint.
I know. You want to get that security deposit back eventually, right?
Definitely, or not pay more.
All right, Renee, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, the potatoes are mashed, the pumpkin pie is cooling, and the guests are hungry. But what's a homeowner to do when the unpredictable happens? Step one, don't get caught off guard.
Yeah, that's true. So if your garbage disposal goes on the fritz, turn off the electrical circuit, use a flashlight and tongs to pull out any obstructing objects, not your fingers, always tongs. If this doesn't work, go from the inside of the base kitchen cabinet, insert an Allen wrench into the base of the disposal, rotate clockwise and counterclockwise until the object dislodges, and then it's going to be great.
Now, if electricity takes a timeout when your guests are visiting, there's a good chance you tripped a circuit breaker. So first, you want to turn off appliances that might have been running and caused that trip, like hair dryers or microwaves or vacuum cleaners. Then head on over to the main electrical panel and look for the breaker that is in the tripped position. Switch it off and back on. Then plug the appliances back in one at a time so the circuit doesn't trip again.
And if your dishwasher decides to go on strike after 20 of your closest friends and relatives have just finished their dinner, don't panic just yet. There's a chance a large dish is simply blocking the spray arm. It's a very easy fix. Reorganize the rack and run it again.
And there you have it. The most common holiday home improvement hassles solved. For a complete list, head on over to our website at moneypit.com.
Claire in Maine, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a little problem with my water softener. I seem to have nice soft water with it. The soap lather's good and everything. But when I wash my vehicles, and then one of those is black, after it dries, wherever there was any of the droplets of water, when that dries off, I get all these little white deposits all over the vehicle. And I was wondering why, if it's soft water, why I'm getting those.
Yeah, because it doesn't sound very soft. It sounds more like hard water. You got a lot of minerals in that. Now, the water that you're using to wash the vehicles, this is coming from the water softener?
Yes, all my water, my hot and my cold, go through the softener.
Including the hose bibs that you're hooking up to wash the car?
Yes.
Well, I mean, obviously the water softener is not working correctly. You've got a lot of minerals in there, and that's what's showing up on your beautiful black car.
Well, I know I had the hardness checked about 3 years ago, and they gave me a number of 23, and they set it at that, and that's where I've been going with ever since.
Well, maybe it's time to have it serviced again and have it checked again, because things can change. That's got to be what's causing it, though.
Well, adding a festive touch to your windows is certainly a great way to spread holiday cheer, but you need to do that without causing harm to those windows or violating the manufacturer's warranty. We're going to teach you how to do that when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
I'm Gordon, Coach Master Auto Bodies. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coach Master has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coach Master repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com. If you've got questions, if you've got projects you'd like to tackle, reach out to us by posting your questions at moneypit.com or calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Chase in Colorado wrote in saying, my wife and I just bought our first house and we want to replace the faucets in the bathroom and the kitchen sinks. We have zero DIY skills, but we watched some YouTube videos and we think we can handle it. Are we crazy to try? I love it.
Well, you're smart enough to ask the question. I mean, it's great. You know, here's the thing. I think that this particular project used to be a lot harder than it is. I have to say that I recently had to replace a faucet in a sink in our downstairs bathroom, and I was really impressed with how much easier the manufacturers have made it. You know, they actually include simple tools to help you tighten fixtures in hard-to-reach places, which is something that you normally need to buy some pretty expensive wrenches to do. And the whole thing went together really, really easily. So I don't think it's that hard to do as long as the water valves turn off easily. That's the key. The first step is always trying to turn the valves off under the sink. And if they're not, like, stuck and you can turn them off simply and you run the faucet and nothing drips out, well, then you can take your time and get it done right. But I will say that I think the faucets today are a lot better made for DIYers like yourself, and it's not a terribly bad place to stop. The worst thing would be if you had to call a neighbor or a relative to kind of like get you out of a jam, right? It's kind of like admitting defeat. We got your back on this. We think you can do it. So go ahead and give it a shot.
All right. You know, and I love that you watched a video. I honestly have to tell you that when I was learning how to use drafting software, I would literally be across from like my design partner and be like, mm-hmm. And they'd be like, I see you watching that YouTube video in your glasses. And I'd be like, what? Nothing? No. Nothing to see here.
Busted. Well, adding a festive touch to your windows is a great way to spread holiday cheer, but you need to make sure you know how to attach those decorations without damaging the window frames. Leslie's going to share some of her non-destructive decorating secrets in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, it's really fun to decorate your windows for the holidays. I mean, what's a holiday card without a decorated window or two popping through? Now, the problem is, though, that modern, more energy-efficient windows are much easier to damage because they have a lot more moving parts than the old-fashioned wood windows that you may have grown up with. So here's a few obvious things that you should never do to the windows. Don't drill into them. Don't puncture the frames or the sashes. Also, you want to steer clear of gluing, stapling, or taping lights to that window frame. You also need to be careful with real pine branches or cones. Fresh pine sap can leave nasty stains after the holiday season is over. And while it's super tempting, don't spray fake snow from aerosol cans onto the windows. It looks great, but let me tell you, sometimes that snow residue is very difficult to remove after the holidays. So how do you dress up those windows and add some holiday cheer? Suction cups, those are great for hanging glass ornaments, icicles, wreaths, you name it. If you've got homes with younger kids, those peel-and-stick temporary decorations deliver all the excitement of decorating with none of the risks. I know my kids still even love to do those little, like, stretchy, gummy-looking things. It's like the snowmen and the snowflakes, but my little one always likes to kind of go freeform with them, and then I'm like, I'm so tempted to put them back together. I'm like, oh, that snowman's not quite in the right order. But let those kids sort of express themselves, and, you know, I just keep my set designer inside and, you know, leave it as is. But there's so many ways to do these windows that make it look lovely. You know, attach things to the trim around the window, not the window itself. Whatever you do, be safe, have fun, enjoy the holiday season. That's really what it's all about.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, when the weather outside turns frightful, a fire might be delightful, but not if it's driving up your heating costs. It can do just that. We're going to share tips, though, to make those fireplaces more energy efficient on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit. It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Here's an about-face on President Biden's vaccine mandates. A federal appeals court panel ruled the requirement for larger private employers can take effect.
The ruling from a panel of judges on the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals reverses the lower court ruling that had paused the requirement. Republican-led states and conservative groups are challenging the rule, which would apply to companies with at least 100 employees and affect some 84 million workers across the United States. They have vowed to appeal the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. The mandate was originally scheduled to take effect January 4th. Ken Lorman reporting.
Well, President Biden expected to outline Tuesday additional measures to fight the Omicron variant. In addition to a so-called winter plan he released earlier, the president expected to talk about booster shots, lockdowns, and mask mandates as cases of the new variant have doubled in the last 24 hours. And that includes overseas, where it's been detected in 89 countries.
The World Health Organization says the number of COVID-19 cases involving Omicron is doubling every 1.5 to 3 days in countries where there is community transmission of the variant. The UN Health Agency says Omicron's substantial growth advantage over Delta means it's likely to soon overtake Delta as the dominant variant, who adds that it remains unclear if the rapid growth of Omicron cases is because the variant evades existing immunity, is more transmissible than previous variants, or a combination of both. I'm Shelley Adler.
A senior member of Prime Minister Boris Johnson's cabinet resigned Saturday evening, adding to a sense of disarray within the government that has faced rebellion from its own lawmakers as well as voters this week. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
The Big Apple appears to be losing its shine, New York's COVID surge forcing the shutdown of the Rockettes' annual show, along with some Broadway theaters.
The Rockettes' Christmas show has been canceled for the season after the state reported its highest daily numbers, over 21,000, just under half those positive COVID cases in the city. Some Broadway shows also had to nix performances because of outbreaks among cast members disappointing tourists.
Super frustrated. We were so excited to see Hamilton.
Jill Bryant came in from Kentucky.
We're all vaccinated. They're vaccinated. We hope all's well with everybody, but it is such a disappointment.
The new record punctuated a steady increase that started in the western part of the state in late October and has taken off in the city in the past week as the Omicron variant spreads. Julie Walker, New York.
More news and analysis at townhall.com. The American Civil Liberties Union accusing President Biden of caving in on payments to illegal aliens.
The leftist advocate group is livid after the Department of Justice walked away from talks to financially compensate illegal immigrant families separated at the southern border. The DOJ pulled out of the talks, which previous reports had indicated could result in taxpayers giving illegal immigrant families separated under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy up to $450,000 each. In damages, President Biden previously said that families separated under the Trump administration policies deserve some kind of compensation. Patrick Foss reporting.
The mayor of San Francisco declaring a state of emergency in the Tenderloin District, all in an effort to try to bring down overdose deaths and violent crime in one of the city's poorest and most drug-infested neighborhoods. Be sure to check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City. Fresh off the set of Fox and Friends. It's America's receptive voice. Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show coming to you from New York. Heard around the country, heard around the world. 1-866-408-7669. We're starting to get a sense that maybe things might turn around in New York City, maybe your city, because crime is such a focus and is so bipartisan. Even though the blame is clearly on the extreme left and the DAs and the pushback on cops, the fund the cop, defame the cops, we're seeing it. We're seeing San Francisco. We're seeing Oakland. We're seeing distaste and a recall moving in Los Angeles. And now you see a change of the guard with Eric Adams and now a new police commissioner here. We'll see how that goes. It can't get any worse. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Some COVID policies have become too extreme, too rigid, and are no longer driven by clinical data. Is this what we've come to? Pharma tells people what to do in a press release and the CDC just falls in line?
Nuts. Here we go. Really? Again, that's my reaction to the college crazy saying students to remote. Yes, in the finals week. And it is finals week of the semester, requiring students to get boosted before coming back in the spring. As uneventful and inexplicable, the vaccine mask mandates, they have continued to rock small business.
Number two.
I think Build Back Better is dead forever. And let me tell you why. Because Joe Manchin has said he's not going to vote for a bill that will add to the deficit. Well, if you do away with the budget gimmicks, Build Back Better, according to the CBO, adds $3 trillion to the deficit. He doesn't want to vote for a bill that makes inflation worse.
Down goes his agenda, thanks to Joe Manchin's strong stance against an irresponsible agenda-driven spending program. Kyrsten Sinema's insistence that the filibuster will not go means packing the court is not going to happen. Federalizing elections won't take place. Build Back Better goes down in flames, meaning many are speculating that Joe Biden is just about done.
Number one.
If there's anything perfect about Biden, it's a perfect storm. He's got a supply chain crisis. He's got an inflation crisis. He's got a border crisis. He's got a crisis of confidence that he can really run the country. I think that's what Americans are expressing in these polls.
Dave McIntosh weighing in. Economic worries. That's the pervasive feeling for American families this Christmas. The reasons why and the numbers that reveal it's a working class that is paying the biggest price. And that's talking about inflation because they look for energy. And the upper class and so-called middle class are spending more for services, which have not been affected as much by inflation. Let's move ahead. And we're very privileged to have with us today Dr. Marty McCary. Dr. McCary, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Brian.
How was Capitol Hill yesterday?
It was good. I mean, some people are very receptive in the government and other people are mixed or giving us fluff. So it's the typical government response. Some people get it. Some people don't.
So much is at stake, though. I mean, between the mandates, the mask mandates, the vaccination mandates, and then when kids, five-year-olds, can they go back to school with a shot? Will you allow them to go to theater without a shot? I mean, in every aspect, there seems to be anger and division.
Well, right now what we're seeing is this massive new wave of fear that is fueling our second pandemic after COVID-19, which is a pandemic of lunacy, which is Omicron. Now, I call it Omicold. If you look at the epidemiological data, the epicenter is now way down from Omicron. The hospitals had some hospitalizations, not much. They were short. They averaged 2.5 days instead of 8 days. But a study just came out of the University of Hong Kong telling us that Omicron does not invade the lung tissue. That's deep in the respiratory tract. It stays superficial in the nose and bronchus. So that's why we're seeing a common cold-like illness. This new scientific data from the lab explains the epidemiological data and the bedside observation of doctors that this is far more mild. The piece all fits together now, and that's why I call it Omicold.
So, Dr. McCary, but what's the headline? It spreads 70 times faster than COVID-19. But then you look at it and you come to the conclusion you just came to. So they're almost, by stealing these headlines, they're being so dishonest and alarming to people who are not going to dig into that story.
Well, it depends what headline you want, what message you want to send. I can recast any respiratory virus as a potential bubonic plague that's going to destroy the United States. It's just how you present the statistics, like you said.
When with the testing continuing and with the spread so quick, how do you prevent the quarantine that follows, even though this variant is so less severe? Can we amend how we react to it?
We've got to reduce testing in low-risk situations. If you test everyone in the United States, you will find a virus particle in the nose of some fraction of Americans forever. Now, you can continue to do universal testing like a lot of universities and continue to sample people and bring them in, and if they test positive, put them in jail for 10 or 14 days. But if you do that with meningococcus, which is a bacteria that causes meningitis, you will find it living in the nose of 10% of the U.S. population. And so we can't go hunting for a problem that is a very mild or asymptomatic illness.
True. I want you to hear there's two things going on with the mask mandates and what its effect on small businesses, especially when it comes to gyms and when it comes to restaurants and when it comes to travel. The MTA, whether it's the train in your neighborhood or the bus in your neighborhood, now there's going to be if you're in New York or California, and who knows who's going to follow in our wake as the numbers go up. Now we're going to have the cops as going after you for masks. Listen to what Gary Kelly said yesterday on Capitol Hill. I don't know if he testified in the same hearing. He is the CEO of Southwest. Cut 17.
The statistics I recall is 99.97% of airborne pathogens are captured by the HEPA filtering system and is turned over every 2 or 3 minutes. Yeah, I think the case is very strong that masks don't add much, if anything, in the air cabin environment. It's very safe and very high quality compared to any other indoor setting.
Is he right?
Yeah. One of the safest places you can be is actually in an airplane because of the airflow, or a stadium where you've got massive airflow or an outdoor atmospheric pressure. Now, sure, the word safe is a relative term. You could put everybody in a spacesuit and give them their own international space station, and it'll reduce the transmission of respiratory pathogens in a population. But at some point, we've got to live our lives. And I think that line is completely blurred. And the only thing guiding policymakers right now who are grandstanding, trying to make it look like they're one-upping the next politician on how tough they are on COVID, are voters. It's public sentiment. And they do track that. That's why the mayor of D.C. removed the mask mandate with no numbers that met any criteria to do so. It was just at its size. And people demanded a reasonable approach to masks. By the way, kids, can I mention kids for a second, Brian? A recent study from Brown University, and I'm going to read the article, we find that children born during the pandemic have significantly reduced verbal, motor, and overall cognitive performance compared to children born pre-pandemic.
Wow. Already.
Yeah, so we were told masks have no downsides. We're seeing it now in children and their development. This is a big study from Brown University.
So why is that never taken into account for when Dr. Fauci speaks or we're hearing about these new rules? Why is we still 2 years into this now? We still don't ever bring up the learning factor, the lack of growth. It's unbelievable. We only see one side of it, and there's not more of a demand to see. The downside of it, we're in a press conference with a doctor there, wear a lab coat if you want to be convincing. You say, hey, listen, the Omicron, it's easy to spread, but the last thing we want to do is put a mask on a kid because we think the development has already been shown, and I don't want to take that risk. I want to tell you there's a small risk for parents. You could do what you want to do, but I will say I do not want to risk the development of a child. That's my recommendation. Then you have buy-in. But now just saying all you see is the virus side. We have not expanded our point of view. Did that come out yesterday in the hearing?
Yes, we did talk about this, about children. I can tell you, committee members, even though they've got their party allegiances, they're listening to their constituents right now. And when you've got a mom who's not political, who doesn't, you know, have any party allegiance, saying, hey, my kid is not performing according to the speech pathologist because of this mask, that person is angry right now. And what Dr. Fauci does, who, he's a physician, he's a politician with an MD behind his name. He selectively talks about the research studies that support some political agenda. Don't expect him to be talking about the University of Hong Kong study that came out yesterday showing that Omicron really barely infects lung tissue. It stays in the upper respiratory system because that fits the narrative that Omicron is, in fact, mild. Don't expect him to talk about fluvoxamine or natural immunity, or the two drugs sitting on the FDA's desk right now that reduce COVID deaths to zero or near zero. Pfizer's cut it to zero.
Whoa, who has? Pfizer?
Pfizer's drug, Paxlovid, cut COVID deaths to zero. And the reason you're not hearing that is because they designed the study to look at how it reduced hospitalizations, so they're obligated to report a reduction in hospitalizations. But if you look at the underlying data, 9 people died in the placebo group. These were people with COVID and risk factors. These were high-risk people. 9 died who got placebo. 0 died who got Paxlovid, the new drug that's sitting on the FDA's desk waiting for approval.
That is stunning. And, you know, there's a theory out there that if you're only vaccine-centric and you have a therapeutic that keeps you, that makes you feel as though you don't need the vaccine, that'll be counter your message. We're not going to make that available. Are you someone who subscribes to that?
Yeah, all of these things you're not hearing about that you should be hearing about daily, I mean, with announcements, all of these things you're not hearing about are because they threaten the vaccine for all message, which, look, I want people to get vaccinated if they haven't had the infection and they have risk factors. But all these things, the Omicron study in the University of Hong Kong showing that it's mild, the new therapeutics, natural immunity, one common thread of all of those things is they threaten the vaccinate all message, and they do not want anyone to touch that message.
Must be frustrating for you. I mean, it's frustrating for me, and I'm not a medical professional, but for you, it must be driving you crazy.
Well, a lot of people, you know, I don't know, a third of America gets it. They're smart enough, right? And what frustrates me is I have a tough time competing with Dr. Fauci. Fox gives me a platform, thank God. But Dr. Fauci is on like, you know, 10, 20 programs a day. I maybe have the time for one or two of these interviews a day to get the word out. I'm spending all my time doing COVID research, going through studies, reviewing them with my team. So it's hard for me to compete with Dr. Fauci, especially since he has that NIH label, which some people have a lot of blind faith in.
Let me ask you, have you ever met somebody in your profession that feels as though he's got to be on all the time like this? Do you? Is there something really bizarre about this?
Yeah, I'll get invitations from podcasts I've never heard of. And my staff will tell me, Marty, we're going to decline this for you because there are 16 followers on Twitter on the podcast and 3 likes on Facebook and, you know, 1 review on iTunes on the podcast website. And I say, oh, okay, thank you. And then they'll tell me, hey, Dr. Fauci just went on it. And I'll think, how on earth does he have the time? The guy's supposed to be running an $8 billion budget at the NIH. No wonder he's not talking about fluvoxamine. I don't even know if he's read the trial. By the way, fluvoxamine it's been on the shelf for years. It's 10 bucks. There's no studies against it. It's not like ivermectin or hydroxy where you got some for, some against, and there's a controversy. It's 100% clear. There are 2 randomized trials, yet he's never talked about it. I don't even know if he's ever read the study.
That's just it. If you're always on, how are you learning? The research says, and half the time it's almost like medical jazz, kind of floats with the question. He never comes out and says, this is what we just found out. He'll sit there and make policy by the type of questions he's asked. So when we're looking at the case surge, should we be looking at Delta, and should we be asking what's Omicron, because we know that it spreads so easily, but it's mild symptoms? Should we be asking ourselves, okay, the cases went up X amount. Should we be saying, what are they as Americans? Should we be saying, okay, what are we getting here? And should that matter, and how long, how many games we missed, how many days of school we miss or work?
We should be tracking hospitalizations and not tracking cases and not testing people unless they're going to change their behavior around someone who's vulnerable. So I'm actually optimistic that Omicron appears to be displacing Delta, which is a more dangerous variant. And if we keep chasing this thing, which probably everybody in the world will get Omicron, and most will be asymptomatic, by the way, and the immune protection works, by the way, against Omicron, that's been studied now. The T cells kill Omicron if your T cells come from prior infection or even from vaccination. It will destroy Omicron. So we've got to start tracking hospitalizations, because look at the data the UK reported on Omicron. 4,700 cases, 10 hospitalizations. What does that tell you? It tells you that it's not overwhelming hospitals. Hospitals in South Africa were not overwhelmed with Omicron in Gutong, the province where the epicenter was, and it's now declining. One last thing, Brian, I want to mention. We're talking about Dr. Fauci. Does he read the studies? A new study just came out in Nature Medicine yesterday showing that with the vaccines, particularly Moderna, the rates of myocarditis are way higher than we thought. They're way higher than myocarditis you get from the infection. And the cardiologists are very concerned. And actually, the European Union does not recommend Moderna for people under age 30. Imagine that. Germany, France, they tell you you should not get the Moderna vaccine if you're under 30. I mean, that is significant data. I think we're going to learn more about heart complications.
I think so. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. That is huge. Dr. Marty Makary, his book is called The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare. Thanks, Dr. Makary. Appreciate it. Back in a moment.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Your power chewing dog runs through toys like they're going out of style. That's because weak toys aren't their style. They need something tougher. Your monthly subscription from Bully Make is packed with ultra durable toys and healthy treats made here in the USA. Tested by tough chewers and delivered every 30 days. All backed with a satisfaction and durability guarantee. Try your first box at 40% off. Go to bullymake.com/radio now.
Bully Make! Tougher toys for tougher play.
More than one in three people will face cancer in their lifetime. Unfortunately, fear can stop you from getting cancer screening, but it won't stop cancer. Early detection can save your life. Don't wait for symptoms to appear to act. Cancer screening is safe, effective, and accessible for everyone, including free or low-cost screening programs. Go to cancerscreenquiz.com now and take the American Cancer Society's 2-minute cancer screening quiz to find out what screening tests are right for you. Don't wait. Take the quiz. Get screened. Go to cancerscreenquiz.com now. cancerscreenquiz.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. There's so many things we buy that we never seem to use and are just not a worthwhile purchase in the long run. You might want to think twice before making money mistakes like purchasing online subscriptions. Track the ones you have and actually use and ditch the others. And many times getting extended warranties cost more than they're worth. And you might want to rethink having expensive exercise equipment. If you want a new stationary bike, you might consider buying one used. And how about that costly gym membership? Or buying over-the-top camping or specialized sports equipment. Do you really need them? And snapping up baby care stuff. New parents might want to talk with veteran moms or dads who will tell you which items they loved and used and which never left the box. And you might love appliances and kitchenware, but don't be suckered into buying single-use appliances that look promising on TV infomercials but might wind up only taking up counter space. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Heavy snow fell in Washington, D.C. the night before John F. Kennedy's inauguration, but thoughts of canceling the plans were overruled. On January 20th, 1961, he stood in the bitter cold on the steps of the Capitol and before a crowd of 20,000 was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. A hefty $700 hospital bill in Georgia just for stopping by. It's called an emergency room visit fee, and it's often added to your total hospital bill, and the amount can vary between hospitals.
What do you mean I have a bill for that day? I didn't do anything. I was really just shocked.
Taylor Davis says she went to the emergency room at Emory Decatur Hospital for a head injury. She sat in the waiting room for hours, but with no end in sight, she decided to leave.
Well, I didn't get my vitals taken. Nobody called my name. I wasn't seen at all. I just came, sat in a chair for 7 hours, and left.
An email sent to Davis by an Emory patient financial services employee says you get charged before you are seen, not for being seen. Emory Healthcare sent a statement that reads in part, "Our teams are currently looking into this matter and will follow up directly with the individual." For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
you're interested in it?
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The mayor does not control the crime problem. The district attorneys are more significant in that situation. And San Francisco, like Chicago, like Boston, like soon to be in New York, Atlanta, every one of these cities that's having problems, take a look at the district attorneys, most of them funded by George Soros and his Open Society. They are destroying the criminal justice system in America. They are undoing 25 years of crime decline in America rapidly. Within the last two years, crime increases. We've not seen anything like it in modern history. So thank the DA. So the mayors can talk all they want. Police chiefs can complain all they want. But if these district attorneys refuse to prosecute, you're not going to see any changes.
That is maybe the best, outside Ray Kelly, the best police commissioner that we've had over the last 30, 40 years. And he's saying, don't get caught up in a rant from a San Francisco mayor or a New York mayor like Eric Adams, even though he knows what it's like to be a policeman. He was a captain. Keep in mind that it's the DA, because the DA prosecutes or doesn't prosecute, pressures the judges or ties the judges' hands. Or on the same time, this no cash bail. It's got to stop. You know, Bruce Blakeman was part of a huge red wave on Long Island. Beat Laura Curran, who was extremely popular and moderate. She believes she lost because she was linked to the DA, who had the no cash bail.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Happy holidays from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility for 100 years. On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2021 and wishes you and your family a happy and healthy new year.
Is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You know who beat inflation forecasters around the country? The best number one inflation forecaster. Senator Joe Manchin. Numero uno. I don't even know if he talks to economists. But since last winter, when the $2 trillion Democrat so-called relief package was implemented, Joe Manchin has been warning about inflation. And that's why he has argued consistently all year that Biden's big government socialist bill should be paused until inflation is clearly falling, which, by the way, it is not.
That is Larry Kudlow thanking Joe Manchin because he wants to kill the bill. He's been saying that over and over again. And so are a lot of Republicans, and I think a lot of moderates, because he's taking a lot of slings and arrows for others, who just will not go to blow up the filibuster, does not want to do substantial election reform, and does not want to go with this Build Back Better plan. John Roberts knows how to go inside Washington, is still there, co-anchor of America Reports. John, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, thank you. It's been a bit of a tough few days. My wife Kira's mother tragically and unexpectedly passed away a few days ago. So
wow.
I've been out in San Diego with her, trying to handle her mom's affairs. And it's been a tough week, but it's good to be back.
Well, what was the cause?
She had something called an aortic dissection.
Wow.
And I would encourage anyone who's listening that if you have symptoms of severe heartburn and neck pain, to encourage your doctors to look at aortic dissection, because unfortunately, in Kira's mom's case, it was missed.
Wow, on top of that, right before the holidays, that's stunning, especially young children, their grandmother.
It's going to be a tough Christmas this year.
Well, sorry to hear that. And everything I say from now on is much less important.
But I should point out, though, at the same time, it's going to be a very tough Christmas for all of those families across the Midwest who are so horribly impacted by all of those tornadoes as well.
And you could say the 400,000 plus that died this past year. In 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've lost a lot of people in the last year.
Right.
No question about that.
So a couple of things. I just on much less a note. Well, one thing else is going down politically, and I did not forecast this. When you see the inflation going up, you might say, well, no matter what president, inflation is going to go up. But you look at these polls, and it looks as though the American people, and if you flip around, John, you know that 90% of the media, maybe more, has been looking to say something positive about Joe Biden on a daily basis. But they're not buying it. They look at him as somebody responsible for inflation. When asked, does Joe Biden's policies affect inflation? 40% say, 47% say it's hurting inflation. 22% say it's helping. The polls in terms of the Fox Business did a poll, the biggest issues facing the economy, inflation number one. He was on the record saying it was transient. Number one, he wasn't saying it was existing. Then it was transient. That was the Fed secretary. But now they're in damage control since.
Yeah, there's no question, Brian, that it's getting more and more difficult all of the time to write favorable stories about this administration's policies. I mean, if you look at a Fox Business poll that was done in the last couple of days, inflation, higher prices is number two on the list of voter concerns.
Yep.
75% of Democrats, 91% of Republicans are concerned about it. That's right behind the coronavirus pandemic and right ahead of the rising crime rate across the United States. So when you look at coronavirus and how this administration's been handling it, that's the top concern. If you look at the problems that this administration has with inflation, that's the number two concern. And if you look at the Democratic policies across the country that have also flowed out of the White House, that's the number three concern among voters in this country. So in order for a sometimes sycophantic media to write good stories about Joe Biden's domestic policies and international policies, for that matter, has become more and more difficult.
Yeah, I think you're seeing that, too. I don't think his numbers have recovered really since Afghanistan. And there's a couple other things going on there, too. Are you surprised about all this talk from Chris Caliza of CNN? I think Politico, too. Are you surprised to see people speculating already about who should run and why Joe Biden shouldn't?
Yeah, and then there was an editorial today. Now, granted, it was from a conservative saying that Joe Biden shouldn't run again. And when you look at the chatter and the way it's going in the Democratic Party, Democrats are looking past Kamala Harris as a potential candidate for 2024 if Joe Biden were not to run. And they're going with Pete Buttigieg. Maybe they're having buyer's remorse from the 2020 campaign. I'm not sure. But there doesn't seem to be a tremendous appetite among a lot of Democrats for Joe Biden to run again. Now, Nancy Pelosi, apparently Joe Biden is perfect to her. But for many, many Democrats, he is not, and neither is Kamala Harris. So and they're looking to whoever may be able to emerge from the pack and become a strong and viable running, strong and viable candidate for 2024.
So Axios is saying, playbook echoing, and it's not really a big secret. Joe Manchin will talk to anybody, but he's not budging. A Build Back Better plan will not fly with him, and for a myriad of reasons. And he used an expletive yesterday when he got one of those questions of basically, do you not like children? Is that why you're not voting for this? And he said that's BS and went back at him, but he'll talk to anyone. But they're getting frustrated. Reportedly, Senator Schumer moved on, and they're talking about election reform, federalizing elections, because they're evidently so concerned about some changes that are going from state to state. Well, Kyrsten Sinema says, well, to do that, you need to get rid of the filibuster, and I will not support getting rid of the filibuster. By the way, either will Joe Manchin. So they're pretty much flummoxed. They have nothing else to do the rest of the way unless your reporting is different.
Now, Democrats are looking at all of these failures legislatively that have happened during their tenure, and they're looking at the clock running out because they know that in the House, at least, they're likely to get decimated on November 8th of next year and potentially lose the Senate as well, though I think the math is a little more difficult for Republicans than it is for the House. And so they're trying to get anything done that they can say to their base, look at what we did. So if they can't get Build Back Better done, then they're going to turn to election reform. And if they can't get election reform done because Kyrsten Sinema doesn't want to nuke the filibuster, and I'm sure Joe Manchin doesn't either, he thinks it's an important part of the legislative process, then they'll likely turn to something else that they could potentially throw to the base. But, Brian, just about every step along the way, when it comes to passing a partisan agenda, they're failing. because they have some reasonable people in the party who are looking at this and saying, look, this might be good politics for some members of the Democratic Party, but it's bad for the nation. And I would, I don't know if I'd be surprised, but I wouldn't mind betting you that at some point Joe Manchin takes a look at whether or not he really wants to remain a Democrat.
He really wants to?
Remain a Democrat. Or if he wants to either go independent or maybe even, as Jim Justice did, switch parties.
So that's why they don't push him so much. That's why you have a Cori Bush lighting him up, but not anybody who has any type of political savvy, because he's got all the cards. He is the most powerful Democrat in Washington. And
yeah.
And what I'm wondering, John, I've got a big picture question to ask you. You've seen so many pushes. You've seen Republicans on the rise. You've seen them on the wane. You've seen Democrats, same thing. Do you sense that this country is ready to move to the middle, that a candidate, if not Joe Manchin, like him or her, will start resonating with the party and moving away from the big left, the Bernie Sanders, the Cori Bush, the AOCs? Do you see that? No one looks at Pete Buttigieg and say, there's a moderate. No one looked at Cory Booker and said, there's a moderate. So the one they elected ended up being a compromise moderate, but they knew they thought they could push him around and make him like Bernie Sanders once he got the job.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the party is ready to look up the middle?
I don't know, because the progressive wing of the Democratic Party is so powerful. But I think that you're going to find that a lot of moderate Democrats may sort of follow the lead that was set by Ronald Reagan. He used to be a Democrat. He became a Republican. And remember, he famously said, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The party left me. And I think you're looking at Joe Manchin as a potential Ronald Reagan type of politician. I don't know if Kyrsten Sinema might go that far, but certainly she's got political pressures in Arizona, which really is a purple state now, so she can sort of bridge that line. But for Manchin, he's a rare Democratic senator living in a very Republican state, and how much longer can you remain a moderate Democrat before they actually push you out of the party? And I think for Manchin, that Ronald Reagan idiom may hold true, that that Manchin didn't leave the Democratic Party. In the end, the Democratic Party left him, and he just couldn't stomach it anymore. But I don't know how much room there is for moderates in the Democratic Party, but I think that the moderates that there are in the party are looking at the progressive wing and saying, you are taking us down a rabbit hole that's going to decimate our ranks next November, and they potentially need to do something about it. I just don't know how they can, because the progressive wing of the party, Brian, is so vocal. And not only vocal, but they're willing to viciously go after Democrats who disagree with them.
Right. We'll see. I mean, Henry Cuellar on down, they seem to make most sense, and they're seeing what happens. There's a couple of things going on I think are devoid of politics. Crime, I'm pretty sure that's not a Republican or Democrat issue. But when it comes to Democrats, clearly they're getting low grades on that, and they earned them. London Breed said this a couple of days ago. Where did this come from? Let's listen.
It's time that the reign of criminals who are destroying our city, it is time for it to come to an end. More aggressive with the changes in our policies and less tolerant of all the that has destroyed our city.
Really? Now, we've been watching these smash and grabs. No reaction. We've been seeing this DA. No reaction. We're hearing them say, well, it's up for them to get private security. No reaction. But when she said that, I was jolted, because she was leading the charge to defund the police, and now she's asking for more. What's behind that?
You know, it's the old chickens coming home to roost adage. And if you take away money from police, if you take away bail, if you take away prosecution of certain crimes under a certain amount of money, you are giving criminal elements in this nation license to run wild. There are these liberal prosecutors like George Gascon in Los Angeles, Kim Fox in Chicago, Larry Krasner in Philadelphia, who believe that, oh, look, criminality and criminal behavior isn't necessarily a problem if it's at a low level. But we're seeing that, obviously, it has huge consequences. And there's an enormous blowback now, even from many people on the left, as to what's going on, because they see it as ruining their businesses, ruining the economy, ruining society. You have Nancy Pelosi, who stood up and said, this is a real problem. We've got to stop it. I don't know what the cause is. Do you? And I heard that yesterday. As my wife and I were coming back from San Diego, and even though we were, you know, in a terrible mood, I laughed and I said, what? What is she? It's glaringly obvious what the problem is. You take money away from police, you stop prosecuting crime, it's going to explode across this country.
Does she say that if the San Francisco mayor doesn't say what we saw? And could there be a massive change? Could the numbers be so bad when it comes to crime? Is this the last-minute damage control? When Joe Biden came out and James Carville echoed it, the fund the cop, the fund the police, as David Axelrod say, is the stupidest, the most illogical thing that you could ever say in an election. It almost cost them the House last time. Finally, Marty McCary just joined me after joining testifying on Capitol Hill, and he cannot believe how much underreported studies are coming out that no one's talking about. He says when you look at some of this data, it is so disturbing. Number one, we actually have a therapeutic that knocks this virus down to zero if you take it by Pfizer. No one's talking about it, including the guy who can't get off television, Anthony Fauci. Then he said this from a Brown study.
We're talking about Dr. Fauci. Does he read the studies? A new study just came out in Nature Medicine yesterday showing that with the vaccines, particularly Moderna, the rates of myocarditis are way higher than we thought. They're way higher than myocarditis you get from the infection. And the cardiologists are very concerned. And actually, the European Union does not recommend Moderna for people under age 30. Imagine that. Germany, France, they tell you you should not get the Moderna vaccine if you're under 30.
Do you believe that? I mean, that should be screaming headlines, John.
What I don't understand is this vaccine above all else mentality that this administration and the Democratic lawmakers in Washington are pushing. Clearly, therapeutics are going to play a huge role here in preventing serious disease. You've got this drug from Pfizer. You've got that other drug, Molnupiravir. I can't remember who makes that. And yet there's no push to get emergency use authorization for either one of those things. I remember Trump talked about therapeutics all the time. Some of the therapeutics he talked about were a little bizarre, but he talked about the importance of developing therapeutics as well as vaccines. So it's all well and good to have vaccines available, but you need to have other things as well in terms of the front line. For example, I had COVID at the end of September. It wasn't suggested to me that I run right out to my local hospital and ask them for monoclonal antibodies. So I've been dealing with, even though I was double vaccinated and I'm now boosted, long COVID, which finally is just beginning to resolve itself. But if I had a therapeutic that I could have gone to the pharmacy
Absolutely.
And taken,
yes.
Like the Pfizer pill or like the Molnupiravir, maybe I would have avoided 2 months of lingering cough and shortness of breath and
gotcha.
Tightness in my chest that made me wonder what was going on. But the White House isn't pushing that. The White House is
Nuts.
Just vaccine. You need to have,
gotcha.
You talk about a whole of government approach, you got to have a whole of medicine approach.
John Roberts, we're going to watch you on America Report. So sorry about the news, but thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And you
Bob.
Gave a great warning. John Roberts, thank you. America Reports from 1 to 3.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Why is the oven still going? Hi, this is Dinesh.
Dinesh's bakery just landed a sweet catering contract.
40 dozen fritters? Friday at 5 a.m.?
He needs an event planner to help him rise to the occasion.
Every Friday at 5 a.m. Not a problem.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Your power-chewing dog runs through toys like they're going out of style. That's because weak toys aren't their style. They need something tougher. Your monthly subscription from Bully Make is packed with ultra-durable toys and healthy treats made here in the USA. Tested by tough chewers and delivered every 30 days. All backed with a satisfaction and durability guarantee. Try your first box at 40% off. Go to BullyMake.com/radio now.
Bully Make! Tougher toys but tougher play.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Halloween-themed adoption makes today's Dean's List. The unique event took place in Jackson, Florida. 11 families attended with festive, spooky decorations all around the courtroom. And unlike other ceremonies that require a suit and tie, costumes were allowed that day. There was a young police officer, a cowboy, a wizard, and a ninja in attendance. Judge Michael Khalil, who presided over the adoption ceremony, says it was a wonderful moment of families coming together. So many kids look forward to this time of year specifically because of the holiday events they can participate in. Jen Patian, who is a spokesperson for Family Services of North Florida, says, as an adoptive parent myself, I know how impactful this day was for both the kids and their forever families. Everyone present will cherish these memories for years to come. A wonderful day for so many reasons. Congratulations to all the families. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Movie Profile and look at new movies streaming this week with Fandango's Eric Davis. On Apple TV Plus, Tom Hanks leads a sci-fi post-apocalyptic film with a couple of cool co-stars. So tell me about Finch.
Tom Hanks, a dog and a robot. You really, what else do you need to know there? If you are a fan of Tom Hanks' Castaway, this is probably the closest film to that one. Tom Hanks stars as a man who is living in a post-apocalyptic Earth. He creates this robot, and then he befriends a dog, and the three of them go on an adventure together.
Amazon Prime adds The Electrical Life of Lewis Wayne.
So this is a biopic on Lewis Wayne. He was an artist. He was an inventor, an entrepreneur. A lot of people know him for his cat drawings. He made these very eclectic cat drawings that was inspired by his wife, who was sick at the time, and he was drawing these cats for her.
Ashley DeVore, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Welcome back. Just finishing up this hour. Hey, I hope to see all of you over in Nashville. I know a lot of you watch the stream on Fox Nation or you listen on the podcast, as well as local affiliates. I'm going to be doing Governor Huckabee's show. I'm going to be taping that on Friday and then heading right over at 8:15, going to John Rich's great place, his bar on 3rd Street and Broadway, the Redneck Riviera. About 8:15, I'll get there. Not many people are looking to go to Broadway in Nashville and saying, I need a good book. So that's why this is unprecedented. So not many people, you know, I need to read. You probably need to read. So, but it is a great Christmas present. It's printed in America, so we got plenty of them. The book continues to be top 10 in the country for the last 6 weeks. The President of Freedom Fighter, Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, and the Battle to Save America's Soul. Then, WHIO listeners, there was a mistake. By mistake, we had sold out, opened up more seats. So there's more seats for you. I'll be talking for a long time, taking all your questions. You guys have been so supportive of this show and of me and of Fox. So I love going to Dayton. This is my great opportunity. And then having to go to Cincinnati right after. If you want details, I need you to click and register. That's the issue. Register online. Get tickets online. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. And if anybody wants it personalized, but they're not going to see me in person, go to BrianKilmeade.com, and it goes right to my local bookstore. But do it quick, because I might be going there tonight, definitely on Sunday. Brian Kilmeade Show, don't move. If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people just like you are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students, get your first 2 years tuition-free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstar. Federal officials say they will not issue citations tied to President Biden's vaccine mandate before January 10th so that companies have time to adjust to and implement the requirements.
The Occupational Health and Safety Administration, or OSHA, also said there would be no citations of companies regarding its testing requirements before February 9. Late Friday, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Biden's vaccine mandate for larger private employers can take effect, reversing a previous court decision made after the mandate was challenged by Republican-led states. The rule would affect some 84 million workers and was originally scheduled to take effect January 4. Arkansas's attorney general said she would ask the U.S. Supreme Court to block the order. I'm Julie Walker.
All of the people reported missing in Kentucky after tornado swept through the state last weekend have been accounted for. Governor Andy Beshear hailed the report by state emergency management officials, hopes it means no more people in the state will be found dead from the storm. State emergency officials put the current death toll at 75. The Senate confirms a big slate of Biden ambassadors to end the 2021 year.
The Senate confirmed more than 30 ambassadors and other Biden administration nominees early Saturday after Majority Leader Chuck Schumer agreed to schedule a vote on sanctions on the company behind the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which will deliver natural gas from Russia to Germany. With many senators anxious to go home for the holidays, Schumer threatened to keep the Senate in for as long as it took to break up a logjam on a broad array of diplomatic and national security nominees. Ken Lorman reporting.
Democrats criticized the GOP, saying they slowed down the process. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A fire was ripped through the distribution center in North Carolina for the QVC Home Shopping Television Network.
The blaze has caused extensive damage to that facility. The News and Observer says more than 300 employees worked at that building near Rocky Mount when the fire broke out. Someone reported the blaze shortly after 2 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. No injuries immediately reported. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation.
Andrew Stewart reports a main section of the 1.2 million square foot facility is apparently destroyed. Police in Virginia say the discovery of four bodies at two different locations are the work of a serial killer who used a shopping cart to transport his victims' bodies after meeting them on dating sites. Fairfax County Police dubbed the 35-year-old suspect from Washington, D.C. as the shopping cart killer. Police are working to determine if there's other victims. More at townhall.com. Realtor.com has released its projections for where the hottest housing markets in the U.S. will be in 2022.
Salt Lake City is number one, followed by Boise, Idaho, Spokane, Washington, Indianapolis, Indiana, Columbus, Ohio, the Providence, Warwick, Rhode Island market, followed by Greenville, Anderson, Malden, South Carolina, Seattle, Tacoma, Worcester, Massachusetts, and the 10th spot, Tampa, St. Petersburg. Salt Lake City topped the list with a median home price of $564,000. Patrick Frost reporting.
LeVar Burton finally is the one. He gets the gig to host the Scripps National Spelling Bee. The accomplished actor gives the competition a celebrity headliner who's also a longtime literacy advocate. Burton comes from a family of educators and says the bee represents, in his words, the inspirational ideal of education. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Senator Bill Cassidy is standing by. How does he feel? He does the bipartisan bill. They tried to jam down a reconciliation package, and it looks like that might be stalled. Does he feel vindicated? And Governor Mike Huckabee, Fox News contributor, Arkansas, former Arkansas governor, presidential candidate, and he's host of a great show. I'll be on later today. I'll be taping it, and hopefully you'll see it. All talking about the president and the freedom fighter tonight. I'll be in Nashville tomorrow. I'll be with the WHIO listeners in Dayton and then on to Cincinnati. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. Make reservations so I know you're coming. So let's get to the big three.
Now with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's big three.
Number three. I could only say what the president has said himself, that he is planning to run for re-election in 2024. I don't have any more to add.
But just be clear, when the president says he plans to run again, he means with Harris on the ticket?
Yes, he does. There's no change, yes.
Something about bringing up her name just makes people giggle, including her, Karine Jean-Pierre, who's filling in for Jen Psaki. Another jaw-dropping bad answer from VP Harris. Are more and more political pundits questions whether to Joe is up for the job. It even talks to the women looking to ascend to the job.
Number two. In Burlington, Vermont, often just five officers are on shifts for a city of more than 44,000 after Burlington's leaders cut the police force by nearly 30%.
We're in a situation that I think nobody wanted us to get to.
In other words, there are some unintended consequences.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, at least. Crime. It's so bad, even left Dems are taking notice. As defund has morphed into refund the cops, we will share the stats and let you know why just paying for more cops and getting more law enforcement will not do the job.
Number one.
We're unvaccinated. We are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated. But there's good news. If you're vaccinated, you have your booster shot, you're protected from severe illness and death.
Yeah, that's Joe Biden, Mr. Happy Face. Stop helping. Hey, governors, as another COVID wave crashes stateside, please channel DeSantis and not de Blasio and let us handle it from here. Instead, here comes the mandates, the booster madness. Better not lead to more lockdowns. We'll bring in the latest because I think the people are fed up with it, and I'm not sure it's healthy. He's a doctor before he became a senator. Senator Bill Cassidy joins us now. He's the Health and Finance Committees. And Senator, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, thanks for having me back. I like the big three.
Well, yeah, first off, Senator, what is your take on this Omicron variant and the fact that over the last week, 6% increase in cases, and we have a 7% increase in deaths?
Omicron tells us what the future is going to be like. We're going to have wave after wave of different variants. We got to learn how to live with it. Continually kind of go through the cycle. We have Omicron. We take our vaccine. You're less likely to get ill. You're going to have some people, most likely, and we don't. That's tragic. That's really tragic. But the fact is that it's going to be something we live with, and we've got to start beginning to adjust to that, Brian.
And don't you think that the American people realize that, and that they do no longer, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, welcome these lockdowns?
Yeah, I think that. The fact is, the American people are making it pretty clear that when you start judging public safety versus personal freedom, they feel like it's going a little bit further to the kind of public health than they are comfortable with. Now, you may argue with that, American people, or whatever you want to say, but the fact is, that's what they are indicating. And I think public officials have got to take that into account.
Should you get a vaccine?
Absolutely. I've got my vaccine. I've actually had a booster. Get vaccinated. It is a difference between wearing a seatbelt before you have the accident or wishing that you had it on after you had the accident.
So, I hear you. But, I mean, is anyone taking the stats on the breakthrough cases and the hospitalizations? We just hear these numbers that 97% of the people who are hospitalized are not vaccinated. But yet when the anecdotal information tells a different story, we're certainly watching these sports leagues tell a different story for them to believe that they're vaccinated. Are you concerned about the waning strength of the vaccination?
Well, two things about that. There's a difference between being infected and going to the hospital. Now, the vaccine, you may still get infected. Not less likely to go to the hospital. Alternatively, you know, if you don't get vaccinated, you're much more likely to go to the hospital. So infection, probably the breakthrough infection thing, is probably not the stat we should be looking at. And the antibody titers from the vaccine go down over time, but you still got some baseline protection. It's still going to protect you.
Is this how you would describe the winter? Cut one.
For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated, for themselves, their families, and the hospital they'll soon overwhelm. But there's good news. If you're vaccinated, you have your booster shot, you're protected from severe illness and death, period.
Is that how you would describe it?
I put a little bit more nuance there. There's evidence that if you've been previously infected, even if you weren't vaccinated, that you got a lot of protection. Yes, you may still get infected, but probably gives you a lot of protection. There's a lot of nuance there that I wish the CDC would start talking about. I think the American people understand it, and they feel like the CDC is not being straight with them.
Yeah, that would certainly help to have people like you who who actually know what they're talking about, know how to question doctors. Here's your exchange with Dr. Walensky from a hearing this week. Cut eight.
I'm told that 75 to some north of 75% of CDC employees at headquarters are still working remotely. Is that correct?
We are following regulations through HHS and the federal government.
No, that's not my question. I apologize to be rude, but I'm asking a very straightforward question. I've been told that north of 75% of employees at CDC headquarters are working remotely. Is that correct?
Senator, I don't actually know the number off the top of my head.
When you look down the hallway, are there empty desks? Are over 50% of the desks empty?
Senator, I don't have the numbers off the top of my head. What I will tell you is that we're working closely within HHS and the administration to follow the governmental rules for return.
What was your line of questioning? What was that about? Did the CDC, the most vital division in this country right now, not even collaborating?
It's amazing. Brian, it would be like you're talking to a general about a war, and you're saying, General, how many people do you have at the front line? Well, we really can't tell you that. How many people are you going to have at the front line? We're following the instructions on what we should do. Brian, it's not just the CDC, by the way. There's credible evidence that there are just tens of thousands of government employees who have not worked since the pandemic started. Now, I may be wrong on that, but there is actually evidence out there that there's a whole swath of people that have not worked from home. They've not Zoomed. They've not gone into the office. They've sat at home. Now, they've done their garden. They've shopped for groceries. But they're getting paid. They're getting their benefits, but they're not showing up for work. And it is just maddening, and this administration's hiding, covering for them.
Sickening, and pun intended. You worked hard on the bipartisan infrastructure bill, $1.2 trillion, $550 billion new money, and evidently we're learning how to – we're trying to spend it in a way that is – I guess, in a woke fashion with this Mayor Landrieu, kind of bothered me. He's talking about gender equity and rather than just build a bridge and build a road. So the same day that you guys agree on the bipartisan bill, the president says, I'm not passing one without the other, this reconciliation bill. And now it looks like he waited 3 months and then passed the bill you worked on. First off, when the president starts linking them and obviously the squad starts pushing the president to get both together, Did you feel as though you were almost lied to, that if you guys worked together, because everything you negotiated out, they put it in a different bill?
Absolutely. But that said, I always knew that the bill that came out of the House had no way of passing the Senate. And if Manchin and Sinema stuck to their guns, it was no way that it could be anything close to what came out of the House and passed the Senate. And so taking out the infrastructure, the real infrastructure, has made it a lot harder to pass their bill back, their bad, bad, bad bill. And that was the original strategy on our side.
So yesterday, it looks like not only did the parliamentarian kick out the immigration, naturalizing all these illegal immigrants, and said it has nothing to do with a spending bill, is the only way you do it with a simple majority. Then if Joe Manchin says, I'm not passing this, this is not the time. And Kyrsten Sinema doesn't want to raise taxes. And she is not going to go to, looks like, to blow up the filibuster. So that has caused a civil war. Listen to Bernie Sanders, cut 29.
You've got 48 people in the Democratic caucus who are prepared, and a president of the United States prepared to think big. And you have two Democrats who, in my view, are kind of acting like Republicans. And to me, I respect other people's points of view, but I do not respect the arrogance of any member of the Senate who says, you know what, I'm going to torpedo this entire bill, supported overwhelmingly by the American people. And you got two people who say, you know what, hey, if you don't do it my way, I don't care what the president wants, I don't care what 48 of my colleagues want, it's my way or the highway. And that I regard as arrogance.
What's your take on this?
Welcome to the U.S. Senate. We're not a dictatorship. And we're actually supposed to be able to take things and make sure that they are better, not representing the views of the person who is arguably the most liberal person in the Senate since Kamala Harris left, but rather the views of the entire United States of America. And there's 52 senators that think it's wrong to mortgage our future for programs which Bernie Sanders may like, but we're not sure it makes our country stronger. Now, and I could go down some list of things that everybody would agree is not going to work to make our country stronger. So, you know, Bernie, he's got a perspective. I disagree with that perspective.
Listen to the heat Joe Manchin's under. Cut 28.
Senator Manchin, is it true you want the child tax credit out of school?
No, I'm not against it. I've always been for child tax credits. We voted for it many times.
Do you want to continue it the way it is with $300 a month for the youngest kids?
Guys, I'm not negotiating with any of you, okay? You can ask all the questions you want. You can just... Guys, let me go. This is bullshit. You're bullshit, okay? I'm done.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Senator.
God almighty.
So it's getting hot, but he is literally saving the country.
So what Joe's pointing out, the tax credit they have in there is only for 1 year. Now, if you actually funded their tax credit over the entire 10-year period, it would cost the entirety of what they have to spend for it, $1.75 trillion. So the left wants to give you a one-year tax credit, pull it back, but knowing that next year we'll come back and do it unfunded. Now, that is a way to push our country into economic oblivion, passing bills which in no way are paid for, cynically knowing that you can lie to the American people, hey, don't worry, it's paid for, when it's really not. Hats off to Joe. He's the one who's calling them out.
Absolutely. Literally, because ever since you lost Georgia, it would have been easy for them to pass a reconciliation package, but they can't agree on any of it. Where is Joe Biden's view? You sat with him for the infrastructure bill. Is he like Manchin, but just hostage to the left? Is he more, has he become in his later years more like Bernie Sanders?
You know, I can't, of course, I don't know what's in the guy's head. But all you can point out is that he used to be like Joe Manchin, and now he's like Bernie Sanders. And you get a sense that Bernie's frustration is that he felt like he had the power within his hand, and now it's being thwarted by a democratic process, which is a little bit kind of like, you feel frustrated because the democratic process is thwarting your vision of what America should look like. That's actually a good thing. It works left and right. I think Joe Biden used to be like Joe Manchin. I think now, if you just look at it, he's being guided more by Bernie.
So the question is, in the new year, the Joe Biden basically admitted this is not going to pass. In the new year, will it pass, especially as you get close to the midterm elections and the Democrats will be saying, what did we actually accomplish? Here's what Mitch McConnell said. Cut 31.
If you look at the nature of their problems, the open border, the raging inflation, the rise in crime, I think the likelihood of their dilemma getting much better in a year is pretty slim.
What's your take, Senator Cassidy?
Totally agree, because they would have to go against their radical left. They would have to use one of your top three. They'd have to not only help fund the police, but they'd have to do something about the DAs that actually are not enforcing the law. And that's not a federal issue, but the federal government can have influence on it, and they've been influencing it negatively so far. The border, they'd have to shut down the border. Totally goes against a progressive left open border. By the way, they'd have to do something about opioids, but to do something about opioids, they have to do something about the border. That's where the drugs are coming across, and so they can't do anything about opioids. They're captive to their left agenda, and they're just exposing it as bad for the United States of America.
We're cracking down on five-year-olds with the vaccine in New York City, but we left the border wide open where nobody gets tested from countries so impoverished they don't even know what a vaccine looks like. You can't have it both ways. Senator Bill Cassidy, these are all self-inflicted wounds by this administration. For the good of the country, I hope they even wise up to one of them. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. I'll take your calls. Then Governor Huckabee will be with us. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first. Only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
More than one in three people will face cancer in their lifetime. Unfortunately, fear can stop you from getting your cancer screening, but it won't stop cancer. Early detection can save your life. Don't wait for symptoms to appear to act. Cancer screening is safe, effective, and accessible for everyone, including free or low-cost screening programs. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com right now for free screening resources and recommendations from the American Cancer Society. Don't wait. Early detection can save your life. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com today. cancerscreeninfo.com.
Your power chewing dog runs through toys like they're going out of style. That's because weak toys aren't their style. They need something tougher. Your monthly subscription from Bully Make is packed with ultra durable toys and healthy treats made here in the USA. Tested by tough chewers and delivered every 30 days. All backed with a satisfaction and durability guarantee. Try your first box at 40% off. Go to bullymake.com/radio now.
Bully Make! Tougher toys for tougher play.
Brett Baer's All-Star Panel.
Senate lawmakers voted last week to approve a short-term increase or extension to the federal debt ceiling, essentially punting it to December. Fox News White House correspondent Jackie Heinrich.
It was, you know, sort of an interesting choice that Schumer made to, rather than express any sort of gratitude toward Mitch McConnell for, you know, getting to this agreement, to, you know, rail against Republicans for what he was calling an avoidable crisis.
USA Today, Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page.
And it's perplexing because it's hard to see what Schumer gained from giving a speech with that tone. It was a moment when, not really a victory, really a very interim temporary victory, but it was a moment, right? It was perhaps a moment to be to thank the Republicans, to thank Mitch McConnell for throwing a lifeline to Democrats.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
House Call for Health. November is National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month. Alzheimer's is the most common type of dementia. It's a progressive disease that begins with mild memory loss and leads to other mental functions declining. The CDC says in 2020, up to 5.8 million Americans were living with the disease. Unfortunately, scientists don't fully understand the causes yet. They do, however, think several factors can affect people differently, like age, family history, and a healthy lifestyle. Warning signs include memory loss that disrupts daily life, trouble handling money and paying bills, difficulty completing familiar tasks, decreased or poor judgment, among others. There's currently no cure. President Biden signing a proclamation for the Awareness Month saying we should also honor care workers for the victims of the disease. It's physically demanding and emotionally exhausting, especially during the pandemic. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I'd been in every back alley and every little town, and I got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Welcome back. I'm going to get with Governor Huckabee shortly, and it's going to be great. I'll get a perspective on politics, but I want to take a step back, and I know all of you are saying this. I told you so. You defund, reimagine the police. You pull them out of Minneapolis. It follows the same thing in New York. You vilify them in Philadelphia. You never give them any backing in Los Angeles. You literally legitimately cut this millions out in Seattle and Portland, and you wonder why chaos has reigned supreme and innocent people are being victimized. And now you want to refund the police. Amazing. This is so forecastable. Nostradamus would have said, this is too easy. I don't need to look over at Hillside. Here's NBC pretending to be surprised.
In Burlington, Vermont, roll call looks a little different than it used to.
I know it was a long night.
Often just five officers are on shifts for a city of more than 44,000 after Burlington's leaders cut the police force by nearly 30%, essentially imposing a hiring freeze. With fewer officers, some routine patrols stopped altogether.
They're just not there.
Mark Bouchette and his family have owned this home goods store for 35 years. He says the police couldn't respond quickly to disturbances, prioritizing more serious calls. He and his staff felt their absence.
They said, we don't feel safe in the evenings.
In Burlington, Vermont.
In Burlington, Vermont.
I don't know, Mr. Hands Off, Senator Bernie Sanders, the all-powerful one. Don't you think it's time for a change in Vermont? If Vermont can't be saved, what chance do you have in Oakland? Cut 10.
We're in a situation that I think nobody wanted us to get to.
In other words, there are some unintended consequences.
Oh, absolutely.
The department hired social workers to handle mental health calls and other community issues.
I will never betray my badge,
my integrity.
Now, Chief John Murad is working to rebuild his ranks.
Ultimately, we don't want to defund. We want to fund. Good policing is expensive. I think that has ultimately proven to be a grand experiment on a national and local level that's gone awry.
No kidding. Who thought it was a good idea to send the cops home, hand in their badge, defund them, defame them, no longer give them the power, let them know that if they step one step out of line, they're going to be not only fired but jailed, and you wonder why all hell is broken loose on streets, big and small, from Vermont to Virginia. When we come back, Governor Mike Huckabee, on what this means for the Republican Party. That is pro-crime, is pro-law and order. Before it was cool. Now it's necessary. Thanks for listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. See you tonight in Nashville.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Your friendly old change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palos
Cedro. Premieres in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Clear something up here when it comes to the question of 2024. The Vice President did an interview with the Wall Street Journal, and she was asked if she assumed that Biden would run again. And she didn't say yes. She just said that the two of them hadn't talked about it. Of course, you all and the President himself have said that he does plan to seek re-election. So what's the disconnect here?
Oh, I can't speak to a conversation that the Vice President and the President has. I could only say what and reiterate what Jen has said and what the President has said himself, that he is planning to run for re-election in 2024. I don't have any more to add.
But just to be clear, when the President says he plans to run again, he means with Harris on the ticket?
Yes. Yes, he does. There's no change. Yes. Yes.
I've never heard of an easier question to a sitting vice president than, do you plan on running for re-election? And she says, we don't talk about it. It doesn't come up. So I don't know. Governor Mike Huckabee knows difficult questions, difficult times. The presidential candidate, governor of Arkansas, now the host of his own show, Huckabee on TBN, which I'm going to be taping tonight. I'm happy to be going to Nashville. Governor, welcome. I got to ask you before we... just your reaction to this vice president not being able to answer the simplest question from the Wall Street Journal.
It's pretty apparent, Brian, that she's been shut out of virtually everything. I think she's been walled off into her own little kingdom. They don't want to talk to her. They don't want to really give her any information. She's not brought in on the big decisions. It's the worst place for a vice president to be. Somebody has said that a vice president's like a lieutenant governor. I've been one of those. And it's basically like being a spare tire. They just put you in the trunk, keep you in the dark, but keep you all pumped up in case they ever need you. And that's pretty much what's happened to Kamala Harris. She is in the dark, all pumped up, but they hope they don't need her. Because right. If there was a flat tire like we've got with Joe Biden, the tire would only be flatter if Kamala Harris were called into duty.
Governor, I think that was right in the 80s. But when I think about Dick Cheney, when I thought about how active Al Gore was, you saw how how vital Mike Pence was, especially with a businessman president. And then you see Joe Biden got a lot of things. Joe Biden was in charge of the stimulus package. Joe Biden did the border, obviously, the controversy with the Ukraine. No one could say he didn't have a lot to do. You might not have liked the job he did. But in today's, the vice president has been utilized, especially one in her 50s with a president in his 80s.
Well, it would make sense to pick a person that you had the kind of competence in and you could use them in an effective role. But let's face it, he picked her not because he thought she was competent. He picked her because he had already committed that he would pick a person of color who was female. So he had to check the boxes. And I guess, he didn't find somebody other than Kamala Harris who met those criteria, which is just amazing. But that's what we're dealing with in identity politics. It's not about competence. It's not about can you do the job? What can you bring to the table, add to the ticket, do to make the administration better? It's do we look like we're pretending diversity when, in fact, all we're doing is just projecting our own sense of inadequacy on the rest of the country, but saying, hey, by golly, we have a female and we have a person of color, and therefore it's got to be wonderful.
Governor, it's pretty amazing that this administration, even if you don't agree with their policies, they have so much experience. You'd expect them to get their trains to run on time, but you might not like the direction the trains would go. But we're not even seeing that. We're seeing comments where, inflation is transitory. We're not going to defund the police, but we're going to empower Black Lives Matter. We're going to go to see Jacob Blake. We're not going to go see any of the shop owners that got their shops burned down. So we see all this stuff take place, and now we're watching crime run rampant in the major cities. How did they not see this coming? Because you cannot get elected and not provide law and order. You know that. Democrats know that. What happened?
Ultimately, people elect you because they think you can do a job that will make their lives better, not because you're going to be into symbolism. But this administration has embraced symbolism over substance. I mean, look at how difficult it must be to walk to the podium of the White House and to tell everybody that the Afghanistan withdrawal was absolutely wonderful, or to be able to say that you're in total control of the southern border, or that the inflation is just a temporary thing, but it's doing great. And hey, even though gas prices are up nearly $2 a gallon, they're down 7 cents. So boy, we're doing great on the energy front. People aren't stupid. And everybody who goes to the grocery store and sees that their groceries are 5 to 20% more than they were a year ago, when they pump gas and know that it's still costing them $20 to $25 per tank more than it did a year ago, you don't have to try to convince them that Joe Biden is doing great job. And that's the problem this White House has. They don't understand the difference between a message and a meaningful improvement for the lives of American people.
I mean, remember they were going to pay the alleged separated kids from their parents $450,000. And when it was brought up to the president, he said that's garbage. Then he said, of course, they're supposed to get it. Now, yesterday they ruled they're not going to do it. I mean, this is stuff. This is Keystone Cop stuff. Listen to Nancy Pelosi. Tell me if you buy that she's actually befuddled about crime in America. Cut 21.
It has to be stopped. And again, showing that people were not able to profit from that. This isn't like somebody stealing something to go home because they don't have the money to buy. This is about stealing for profit. They have to prove where it came from. It's outrageous, and it must. And I agree with the mayor. It must be stopped. And it's not just San Francisco. It's in our entire country.
Is she really coming to this conclusion?
You know, I think she's completely incapable of understanding what's going on because she lives in a world like the rest of America. She lives in a walled environment, not only in San Francisco when she's home, but she lives in a very walled and protected environment in Washington. She's not worried about a carjacking. She's not worried about having her purse stolen. She's not worried about anything. She has somebody pushing the elevator floor for her. She doesn't even have to remember where she's going. Somebody's walking in front of her and behind her. All she's got to do is just show up, and even then she has trouble getting her words out. But, Brian, this is the problem with Washington. Too many people have lived their major adult lives there. They don't understand the rest of America, and even the people they rub shoulders with are the high-dollar donors at some Georgetown cocktail party who are as oblivious about the realities of America as Nancy Pelosi is.
So it's a couple of things. If you were China, Iran, or Russia, our greatest enemies, you could not have designed a more potent offense against America. First, you take you remove law and order from the streets. Then you take swipes at America's foundation and our history in real time. Question everything. Start taking down statues and rewriting history books. You rolled out a history series for kids, right?
Right. It's called Learn Our History, and it's basically to help give parents a resource so that their kids can learn about American history. It's not a revisionist history, but it's an honest history. We have our flaws. But the point is, America is a remarkable miracle in the great family of nations throughout civilization. And there's never been a country like us. We are constantly improving. And we don't want kids growing up thinking that America is evil and racist. We want them to understand that the big picture is that we are moving toward a more perfect union. We're not perfect yet, but we're a lot better than we were, and we're still a lot better than any other nation on earth. And that's why so many people are lined up at our borders to get in. Right. But, Brian, there's not a single soul lined up at the border to get out because they hate this country so much. It's just the elites who seem to hate America.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to be on your show tonight. You're kind enough to invite me, and I appreciate it. Your TBN show, it's an unbelievable facility you have, and you're a fantastic host. But with the president and freedom fighter, with this tour more than Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers, or Andrew Jackson, I'm talking about race all the time. And that flies in the face of what they're saying. If you criticize critical race theory and the ridiculousness of the 1619 Project, they say, well, you're a white guy trying to whitewash, pun intended, American history. No, I'm not. Nobody makes apologies for, no one makes excuses for slavery. But it was all around the world. America's original sin. We fought a war to get rid of it, and these two great Americans emerged from it to lead us through it.
I'm hoping that people will begin to wake up, and I think they are. What we're seeing in school board meetings and city councils and people who are running for office who've never thought about it before are great signs that the extraordinary great unwashed of America have decided that they're going to show up and get in the battle. And that's the best news we have to take our country back. And you were talking about all these things that were going on with China and Russia, and I want to add something. Miranda Devine's amazing book called Laptop from Hell really does document that we have an even bigger problem when it comes to China and Russia, and that is that there is an extraordinary mountain of evidence that Joe Biden is a very compromised man when it comes to dealing with China and Russia because of the way that his son Hunter has dealt with business interests there and given old big guy, Pop, a cut of the action. And if there's not a serious look into that, and whether or not there is a genuine compromise on the part of the president who is profiting from his son's dealings with these companies, countries rather, then we are in real trouble, Brian. We really are.
I have a theory. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Okay. I believe that we'll start seeing, and we're starting a little bit, we'll start seeing the Hunter story on the front page of the New York Times when the Democrats realize he can't do the job. And if he does not move aside on his own, that story will be ready to come out in substance. And we're going to get leaks of the investigation that reportedly is ongoing on the FBI. Nobody has denied these emails are real, including Hunter. But he's been able to skate with the most transparent story of corruption that I've seen. But if they want him to go, then not only does Twitter apologize, but the Washington Post and New York Times start showing the story. What is your theory on that?
That's a great observation. I think you're 100% on target. It's sad that the media has that kind of power, but they do. And if you had the mainstream media and social media that decided that Joe Biden had to go, for whatever reason, incompetence would be certainly top of the list, then he's toast. It's as simple as that. It's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's just to set the timer because he's going to be out the door. He could not survive the scrutiny that was given to Republicans. You know, the fact that Donald Trump survived 4 years of the most intense scrutiny and he had all the levers of government working against him, it's remarkable that he survived. Joe Biden does not have the confidence. He doesn't have the fight. And he doesn't have – he's not surrounded by people who actually believe in him and in what he's doing. So if all that were to come together, he wouldn't even have to have government agencies working against him. The social media companies and the mainstream media would take him down.
So, Governor, you actually salute with that. I never held office, but yet you are actually really respectful of my conclusion. This is very rare. You're the one with all the experience running for president, running a state, yet I came up with something that even you were impressed with. Does that surprise you?
No, Brian, you never surprise me. You're actually one of the smartest people I've ever been around, one of the quickest bits and quickest minds. And I'm not saying that to flatter you, even though I hope it does. I'm saying it because it's true and because I'm sucking up knowing that you're going to be in my show this weekend and actually New Year's Day. We're taping the show tonight. And I just love hanging around you because I do find you to be one of the most intelligent people. But also what most people don't know, you may be the hardest working person media today. I don't know how you do it, but I admire it. And I think your observation is spot on.
Well, see, Pete, I have a problem when he's that nice to me. I'm much more comfortable when people are not nice, like Gutfeld. So I'm not used to that.
You get here today.
Right.
How's that?
So, by the way, the governor's facility and his show, I mean, it really, I've been to the Tonight Show right across the street. The governor, what you've wrangled and pulled off with that studio and that show is unbelievable. Johnny Carson would have said it's nicer than his set, let alone what Jimmy Fallon's dealing with in New York. It's going to be great. So I will tape today on TBN this afternoon. I'll bring my A game, I promise.
Well, you need to. And by the way, you know who our musical guest is for the New Year's show?
Nope.
Spinners. And I'm telling you,
wow.
It will rock. We actually taped them last night. And it's, you know, one of these things when you're doing a holiday taping, you do it in pieces. But they're going to be the music act for the show that you're in. And it's spectacular. So you're going to have a great time. You'll have a lot of fun. But more importantly, our audience will show you love tonight that you don't get in New York City.
That's so funny. But by the way, it's so good, such a relief to know I don't have to sing and dance. I could just talk. Governor, Mike Huckabee, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian. Take
all right. 1-866-408-7669. I'll be back with your calls. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Your power-chewing dog runs through toys like they're going out of style. That's because weak toys aren't their style. They need something tougher. Your monthly subscription from Bully Make is packed with ultra-durable toys and healthy treats made here in the USA, tested by tough chewers and delivered every 30 days, all backed with a satisfaction and durability guarantee. Try your first box at 40% off. Go to BullyMake.com/radio now.
Bully Make! Tougher toys for tougher play.
Colleen, can you run back and wrap that? No, oh, you've got a customer.
The holidays came early for the Hendrix Boutique.
Yes, we'll be open even later when it gets...
They'll need a temp fulfillment manager to tie up the holiday loose ends.
I need some more help at the register. Somebody? Oh, Sherry.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
What we're seeing is this massive new wave of fear that is fueling our second pandemic after COVID-19, which is a pandemic of lunacy, which is Omicron. Now, I call it Omicold. If you look at the epidemiological data, the epicenter is now way down from Omicron. The hospitals had some hospitalizations, not much. They were short. They averaged 2.5 days instead of 8 days. But a study just came out of the University of Hong Kong telling us that Omicron does not invade the lung tissue. That's deep in the respiratory tract. It stays superficial in the nose and bronchus. So that's why we're seeing a common cold-like illness. That's why I call it Omicold.
Yes, and I thought that was pretty clear that it wasn't serious. But the numbers are going up, of course. I will tell you flat out, I'm not a doctor. I don't know, but I'm just astounded how these doctors contradict each other, how the CDC is doing nothing except for rubber stamping, it seems, what Pfizer and Moderna are doing. And then, Dr. McCarty, one thing I worry about is these young athletes, very fit college players, high school players, who are forced to take the vaccine and suddenly have these new heart issues. And listen to what Dr. McCarty says is happening in Europe. Cut five.
We're talking about Dr. Fauci. Does he read the studies? A new study just came out in Nature Medicine yesterday showing that with the vaccines, particularly Moderna, the rates of myocarditis are way higher than we thought. They're way higher than myocarditis you get from the infection. And the cardiologists are very concerned. And actually, the European Union does not recommend Moderna for people under age 30. Imagine that.
It's huge. I mean, that is huge. If that came out and was not put into play in America, as all these college kids are now not only forced to get vaccinated, let alone the college athletes, now they got to get boosted. Can someone please explain this study to a young kid, male or female, in college who feels totally healthy but just wants to be able to go on campus and go to restaurants and go to bars and go to games? Can you please disseminate that study, please? That's what Anthony Fauci should be doing. You want to call a press conference to say, I'm a little concerned. Now they said yesterday it came out, and then today it was in my notes. Johnson & Johnson, third choice. If you got a choice, go Pfizer or Moderna. Really? Now that's a reason for Anthony Fauci to get on television. Not to go on television and hope he gets that question about Johnson & Johnson. The guy doesn't do any studies. And that's just it. And when they admit they're wrong, from surface areas to the way it spreads outside, it's almost impossible. They never say, okay, we learned this and let's move forward. They just want you to move forward and not remember when they were wrong. I remember. Thanks so much for listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Go to BrianKilmeadeShow.com or to the podcast if you ever miss it. If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.